You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret
it? Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
All right. It's a very special episode of the You Know What Dude podcast. We have a very special episode. It was supposed to be all women, but I couldn't get Amy Schumer, so I got her opening act.
Hey!
Mark Norman.
Bridget Everett's here.
Sorry. It was supposed to be all women. But then at the last minute, I was like, you know what? Let's have a fucking, let's have a half a woman.
Is that
half
a man.
That's me.
No. Let's have let's get a guy on. Anyways, yeah, I was gonna do all women, but it didn't pan out.
You needed some
Yamanika was supposed to be here.
Ah, well, that's too much.
I only met her for the first time the other night.
Well, she's a card.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that mean?
She's just loud and she's big. Not you know, she's like a big personality. You know what I mean? Nuts.
No, we don't. Keep going, please.
Fills up a room. Oh, boy. You know what I'm saying.
Nah, I know. Sounds like a championship fight I'm setting up right now.
Oh, God. I don't want to get that.
Sounds like the Mark Norman Yamanika podcast I'm going to have.
Oh, my God.
She's sweet. You know, it's funny. I met her for the first time the other night, and she came in, and I was saying goodbye to her, and she grabbed me and pulled me in.
Oh, wow.
It was kind of like this forceful, I don't know, there was something about it that made me, did something for me.
Did you feel the love?
But I've never been that guy. I don't like to be a bottom with a girl. Like, I don't like dominatrix shit. I get mad if, you know, I had a girl slap me once. You like that? I was like, don't fucking hit me. What are you doing? Mind?
Yeah.
Like, I never liked that, but she grabbed me and pulled me in and said, mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa. Like, I think
sweet.
I like it now.
She doesn't hold back.
She's a sweet person.
Yeah.
It's very sweet.
I mean,
it's not
an aggressive.
It was a nice thing. It wasn't like, fuck you, bitch. She's like, come over here. She gave me a hug.
She gets in your space that way.
I like that.
She gets in your head that way. She gets in your heart that way.
I did. I liked it. I like the
she also annoys you that way too.
Okay,
all,
are you friends?
All of the above.
Well, we'll have her back on.
She's fun.
Well, that's not what you said.
She likes Whitey too.
Does she?
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, now.
That's a new thing.
Really?
I've influenced her on that one.
I turned her.
Oh, did you sleep with her?
Yeah.
You did?
Oh yeah.
How was it?
No, you didn't.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I couldn't feel the walls.
You
don't
recall.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Actually, big girls actually have tighter vaginas than smaller girls.
Is that true?
That is not true. I literally made that up, but it makes sense, right?
Yeah, because everybody's pushing it in.
Are they different, though?
I've had hot chicks. The hottest girls I've ever been with had the worst vaginas.
Oh, really?
Worse as in what?
It just was bigger and
not motivated,
flabby,
like, just smellier. Not smellier, but like, yeah, I would say smellier. Like,
I agree.
Like, yeah, I think like uglier chicks or whatever, like a goofier chick or, you know, like a bigger chick always had a nicer vagina.
Well, they have to work on that more. Maybe the hot ones don't care.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. I don't know.
You got to go by tampon size. Whatever size the girl.
What do you mean? There's sizes
there's
of tampons?
Size?
There are. Yeah. Really? You know what? Tampax recently, the purples were lights, and then all of a sudden they turned into ultra pluses.
Yeah, they're super
and
XL
I accidentally
now.
Had these, like, fucking huge tampons.
Yeah, super
but the
XL.
Huge ones are good because you can leave them up there for a day.
No, it's bad for you.
Wait a minute.
The huge ones
ones bad for you?
Wait a minute.
Yes, the more absorbent, the more it sucks up good stuff that's in there, too.
Hang on one second.
Not good. And it
leaves this is officially a girl's podcast.
All right, I know. You guys, hang on one second.
I have so
this is
questions.
Way too much fucking
we just
information.
Bled all over the place.
I need, first of all, let's go through the room and Scopo introduce everybody.
All right, to my right, we have Marina Franklin.
Yes, I love Marina.
I love you back too, on. Robert. Hello.
You're freaking me out with
is my
this.
My mic on?
Yeah.
It sounds, I don't sound how as is your sexy headphones? As I could.
Yeah, your headphones. How's that? Is your headphones
you
higher?
You have another sexy girl here.
How's
I mean,
that? Is your headphones?
What about
sexy girls?
How's that? Is that better?
This is. I mean, I've never met you before.
Hello.
Hello.
Very good to meet you.
Great shoulder. Love the shoulder.
Thanks. Just a little peep.
Mm-hmm.
Peep in the tuck.
All right. So, yeah, you're, I don't know if you.
I got to pull this down because you're here.
Hey,
what
girl.
The hell?
Oh, boy.
No. I'm trying to get stuff.
This is going to get competitive.
Why you do
we're
this?
We're all
to
Beyoncé's.
Me? She's nuts.
Who's nuts?
I'm over Beyoncé.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Marina. I was going to agree with you. Fucking out of her fucking tree. Squirrel nuts.
Oh, my tree? Wow.
All right, who else do we got?
Mark Norman's here.
Hey, it's going to be on The View.
Hey, he's correct there. Mark Norman.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here. Thank you.
Good to see you.
And we have Carmen Lynch, first time on the show.
Hi, first timer. Yeah.
Yes, first timer. Yes.
Oh, wow. I thought you were here last week.
What?
When I told you what bell to ring.
No, that was when we were talking about coming this week.
She's fucking gnome.
She thought she was. Yeah,
she didn't know what room it was.
I'm sorry. You're right. I was up here before. Sorry. That was different. That was a different podcast.
Can't wait to listen.
That's how to get spots.
Hey, it's working.
Who else we got?
Lastly, we have Liza Traeger. First time on the show. Lisa.
That's okay.
She gets that a lot.
All the time, so I had to start correcting. I used to be like chill about it, but I can't anymore.
And you're just done with that?
I just can't keep getting called Liza.
Yeah, well, it's not your name.
No.
So yeah. That would be like somebody calling me Ralph and me just being chill with it for a long time. And then nobody actually going to my website because Ralph Kelly doesn't exist.
You look like a Ralph.
No,
I don't look like a Ralph.
Oh,
it's
come
spelled
on.
Wrong.
A Ralph or a Hubert?
I look like a Hubert?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You look like a Filbert.
I don't look like a Hubert. You look like a
I think
fucking
you look
Glenn.
Like
you, I can see Glenn. Yeah. Glenn Normand here for the news.
Yeah.
You look like your family has like owns a lot of businesses in Cape Cod.
Never like, been.
Maybe just one lobster shack. Though.
Yeah, no, he owns a lobster shack and like some type of winery because they upgraded the land because lobsters actually was really big for a minute, and then his father invested and took some money, and then him and his wife were into wine, so they
and
opened
he's
up a little-
about to open a dispensary for medical marijuana.
Right,
I bet he's getting his ducks in a row.
It's a pretty good family.
Yeah, and they also rent kayaks in the summer, but that's seasonal.
Uh-huh.
That's the Norman kayaking.
I had to work on it as a kid, and I hated it.
Yeah, you gave kayak tours.
Yeah, yeah.
You met a lot of women.
Is this better or worse than your real life?
Way better. Keep it coming.
So anyways, this is supposed to be an all-women's podcast. It's close.
It is
it's fucking close.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, but you're a man's man. I hear stories about you, Mark.
Oh, come on. I use Pearl Tampax like everyone else.
I don't even understand. Listen, I used to take Tampax when I was a kid, and I used to love the little, what are the bullets? What are the OB?
I hated those.
The magic bullets.
Those are awful.
I used to take the OBs and watch them expand in the toilet. And it was fascinating.
Who uses those OBs?
I don't know.
That was awful. It's just better for the environment.
An OB?
I need the
and then
string.
Diva Cups are the best for it. But yeah, there's all this extra waste with the plastics.
All right, let me ask you a question. Here we go. I want to know, what tampon do you use?
I buy the plastic, like pearls, but I'll get the generic pearls.
Well, so it's a plastic tube that goes in your vagina.
Yes.
Yeah, but then you push it up like a shot, and then the cotton goes like that, and then you take the plastic out and throw it out.
So it's like an injection.
Yeah.
So it's a pussy injection.
Yeah, but the OBs, there's no injection. It's just like that.
Okay, so...
And those, you can't get the aim in right. I need the plastic
like
thing to help me...
My
like,
friends...
Shoot it straight up.
So you use the plastic, you use the same thing.
I use the Playtex Sport.
Oh.
Unscented.
Unscented, because you don't want it to
always.
Smell good.
Because
you want it to smell like pennies.
I already smell good. I don't want fake scents up there because it's bad for you.
All the stuff they try to trick you to use is actually bad for you.
They okay. gave you yeast infections.
What do you
yeah,
use?
Your pussy knows what it's up to. Like, what to do.
What do you use? Cocktail napkins?
Sometimes. A good coffee filter will do.
Rolled on the end of a spoon? What do you use?
So I'm older than the group.
Do you use maxi pads?
Well, geez, why?
Wow, that was loud. That was
why? Who screamed that?
That was in the red. And she was really excited was to hear about my old oh my bleeding. God.
Somebody used to have to lick her grandmother's maxi pad.
She wants to know about my menopause and
what
my,
do you
my
use?
Blood levels.
What do you use, a fucking newspaper? What do you use? A sponge?
A sponge.
No, I use pads.
It looks like she used what? These
so
okay,
microphone
okay, here
so
we,
weird.
Here we go. Here's
what
the
if
deal.
You're on vacation?
Use pads. Wow, it's like a diaper.
So you use the thing that's in the like the really shitty bar in the woman's bathroom that you can put 50 cents in, and that thing falls out. You
they
use
got,
those.
No, they got tampons in those too, but instead of plastic, it's a cardboard around it.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. There's so a pad which is basically goes on your underwear,
yeah,
and you bleed
it.
Into it.
Yeah, it's weird.
It and has then, wings.
But hang on, if hang you on. Lean back in a rocking chair, it's over.
What does that mean?
Wait, how old are you?
My whole junior high.
Hang on.
Am I gonna get to answer back this and you get a big circle?
Shush, shush. What?
No, that's
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I'm just saying you have to be in the right position. At least I've experienced that when I was 16 and I didn't use tampons yet. If you're wearing a pad and you lean in the wrong direction,
disaster.
Disaster. The blood comes out.
Sorry, it's
oh
disaster.
Yeah, it goes everywhere.
No,
yeah,
that's
so just you know. Yeah.
Do you have a rocking chair?
Doesn't have to be.
I used to.
Rocking chair.
No, I just I'm older. I like to let it flow.
I would put like 3 or 4 down there to be safe.
It works. For me, double I don't yeah, bleed yeah. as much as I used to. Let's
why?
Just put it that way.
That's what I've heard.
I'm Niagara Falls.
You get older, it's not that much.
It starts to slow down?
It slows down, yeah.
Really? What do you use, Lauren?
Super duper XL maxi.
Is that because your vagina's bigger?
It's wide set.
Wide set.
Is that a wide vagina?
I have a small vagina. I have a very small vagina, and I still use the super.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you can run around and do whatever you want, and you don't have to worry that there's going to be an accident.
But
you just shove it up there, and it's fine.
I actually went to a water park this summer, and I went on a water slide, and it shot up, and I couldn't get it out for 2 hours fucking straight.
Whoa.
And I literally was that close to going to the emergency
okay,
room.
Okay, stop. I need to know. I've always wanted to know about this. Please, I'm going to take this step at a time because I don't want to miss anything and then in next week be like, fuck, I want to get all these girls back.
No man is going to listen to this episode.
Oh, they're all no, right. Fuck you. This is fascinating. Oh. Fuck you. This is the best ever.
Okay.
I thought we were going to talk about making a murderer. Now we're talking about fuck that.
Everyone's doing that.
Same it's amount of blood.
Yeah.
Hey, 5 quarts? So she went down a slide.
So ask any girl, the scariest fucking situation is to not find the strength when you go for it.
I think ask.
Or take
ask
out a, two on accident.
Or
actually, a guy, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Finding the strength.
Yeah, that thing is terrifying.
So Matt,
I saw Sherrod pull one out like a light switch once.
Oh!
I go, she's on her period. He goes, that don't matter, player. Tug, tug, tug on the wall, and it slid down.
That's a real man.
I'll and then I went like that. I go, this is my room. I got to clean that.
Oh, that Lynn Coplitz, huh? So how'd you get out? Ice tongs? What'd you do?
So Mountain Creek has those big like water slides that go straight down. And
went down backwards?
I didn't know you had to keep your,
with your mouth open.
Closed
Mountain
when you
Creek,
go down.
Great name for your veg.
You have to keep your it's literally spread eagle down the water slide.
Right?
And I'm like, oh yeah, that was so much fun. I go home. I look for the string. The string's not there. Literally 2 hours hysterically crying in front of the mirror with my
really?
Face up. Piece by piece, I had to take the thing out.
Oh,
oh my God! Oh. I've never heard
nightmare.
It separate before.
Yeah.
Did you put it together like a puzzle
yeah.
to make sure you had all the
I made
like an
murder.
Airplane crash?
There's the black box.
Yeah. Do you ever worry you missed a piece in there?
Every fucking day of my life.
What happens if you miss a piece?
I think you would know. I don't want to get
out.
Gross.
Well, I haven't missed it, but I watched this video on the internet and it was porn stars talking about the grossest things that have happened on set. And one of the common things was when porn stars are on their period, they put makeup sponges up there. To film, and then they forget about it, and then they can't, and then they go back to work, and it smells so bad, no one wants to fuck them, and
what?
It's always a left up period
why
sponge
do they put
up there.
A, oh, it's a period sponge.
It's like a makeup sponge, but on set, like, that's what works the best. So they just stick it up there, and then they forget about it, and then it starts, gross. You don't want to just leave foreign objects in there. It's going to die and get gross and smell.
I have a very forgetful friend who left a tampon in there for about 3 weeks.
That's
not a shock.
How is that real?
And she found out, she's extremely forgetful. She's like one of those really smart people who's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And she one day realized, like, what's that smell?
And it starts to smell so bad that you can smell it on the outside through panties, through jeans.
I don't know. Maybe she was in the shower and she was like,
"Have you ever had a smelly pussy?"
No, I've been told mine is, like, fantastic.
It's pretty good.
Me too.
Would never happen.
You'd never sleep with Mark.
Never.
Why not?
We've had some good times.
I have to hear that voice.
What if you put
really
a tampon in his mouth?
So tight. It smells good.
Take one of her massive pussy tampons and stick it in his fucking pie hole.
The absolute worst is when you go to pee and it just falls out and you're like,
wow, you are white. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I'll tell you what happened. Oh, I don't know if I can tell you this.
Come on. I think we're fine
now.
Uh-oh. This is a good one.
No, it's not a good one. It's not good. I have to decide because one of the grossest things. Look, my wife is a very woman. You know what I mean? She doesn't go to the bathroom in front of me. She doesn't do anything in front of me, really.
She's a lady.
She toots every once in a while and she'll giggle, hoo-hoo, and I'll be like, what? She'll be like, won't you run? I just tooted, whatever. But with her period, for some reason, she's like, it's like living with a fucking a merchant marine. It's like. She'll just, I'm like, you can't leave that whatever that is.
Yeah, that's gross.
And she'll be like, I'm sorry. And she's like, deal with it. But it's like, I know I'm your husband. I know I'm supposed to deal with it. It's not like every time, but it's like, you need to be fucking on point with that one. I'd rather you leave a log, because then I can be like, is that me? Maybe I did that.
Right.
Maybe that's mine.
Yeah.
I can lie to myself. I can't lie to myself about your fucking blood puddle.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's...
My mother used to really get on me about cleaning up afterwards. Like, when you clean up... And I do actually wear tampons. I was fucking with you guys. But
were you really just lying?
When I do sports, I wear tampons. But when I do wear the pad.
What
but
do you
anyway,
mean sports? What are you, a volleyball team I don't know about? What the fuck are you talking about? You don't
do
sports.
When I run and I swim.
That's not sports.
She
that's
boxes.
Working out.
I box, yes.
That's not sports. That's working out. Sports is a whole different thing. Stop acting like you have a heart monitor and a jersey.
She's acting like the girl in the tampon commercial. Who's running and kayaking.
I do sports.
But my mother used to always say, you know, no one should ever know you're even on it. Like, you would wrap it, whatever it is, I would wrap it in the toilet paper and then a towel, and then you would never even see it. You would know, you'd be like, oh, I didn't know.
When I was a late teen, I fucked a stranger, and I woke up, and there was just blood everywhere.
I definitely ruined his
Was his throat sliced?
No. No, but he still took me to brunch, which I thought was fun, because I did bleed everywhere.
That would have been really funny if you got one of those V8s. That would have been even funnier.
What do you want to drink? Bloody Mary. I mean, mojito.
They just nudged you on the shoulder?
Yeah. How do you feel about period sex? Are you against it?
I am against it.
What?
100.
No.
What about on one of the last days?
Listen to me. I don't want the last day,
two days before,
2 days after. I don't want to fuck you and then smell
it's the best
pennies.
Sex, though.
What if you're in love?
Best sex.
It is
for
your best sex.
No, for the guy, too.
Yeah,
why?
Women are, their vaginas are more like this.
I think they're tighter.
It's pulsating.
They're having a disco
lying.
Party.
I'm not lying, Mark.
Yeah,
no.
And it's very lubricated.
Yeah.
You're lying.
And you're horny as
horny
fuck.
As
stop.
Hell.
You're lying.
No.
You're lying.
But you haven't experienced it.
You don't have a vagina.
But no, I'm the guy.
Here's
I'm
the thing,
him.
Too.
When Marina was on her period, it was great.
If a guy fucks you on your period, that means he's dirty and it's hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's just a dirty man.
My vagina does things during the... Yeah, cycle that is very exciting.
Bleeding.
No, I'm telling you, it's more stimulated for the guy.
Yes.
Are you into
it? Ovulating
I'm too. Not the first few days, but towards the end.
Why? Because you bleed like a stick wild hog?
No, you just feel gross and like cramped. Like, I don't want to be.
I love it.
He has blue blood on his dick. It's like.
What?
Just came out of her body. Listen,
or in the shower, I guess.
Oh, that fucked out. I would look down to my feet.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Looks like some horror movie.
Yeah,
just put a towel down.
blood clots.
Who's going to fucking clean that up? Bubba, I don't like listening
the
to
The last few days is fine.
I don't want to fuck, and I don't, because this is when you're fucking, and I did that one night with this girl, and I thought I hurt her. And I was fucking her, and then I lived with this lesbian woman, comedian, and this gay guy, and he had a TV in his room. I didn't have a TV in my room. I had a futon, that was it. But I got a lot of tail at that time. I was just getting a lot of girls, and I got this girl over, and she wanted to watch TV, so I took her in his room. Mm-hmm. He was out, and I started fucking the shit out of her.
Uh-oh.
And then all of a sudden, I felt that dryness. You know that blood when you fuck, it's wet, 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 and then all of a sudden it's just dry, and you're like, I know that fuck. And I look down, it looked like a murder scene.
Yeah.
And it was on his bed. I had to do laundry.
Yeah.
Would you rather
someone pee your bed or period blood it?
I'd rather pee. Not answer this question. I'd rather neither.
Wait, what about a jelly donut?
What's that?
When you eat a girl out on her period.
I've done that as well.
Ate a girl out on her period?
Yeah, you just stay up top. Stay on the top floor.
Getting your Red Wings.
Mark knows what he's doing.
Mark,
oh, yeah.
Talk to me.
Can I get another V8 here?
Mark, look at me.
Mark, what won't you do?
I'm up for anything. Yeah, we're all going to die one day.
I bet girls who you do that to love it.
Oh, they go wild.
I
want to ask you a question. When you eat a girl out on the period,
that, by the way.
So did you know she's on her period and she's like, I'm on my period, and then you go, I don't give a shit, and then you go back and you go down. So you're licking the clit. That's
yes.
it. So you're not going in the vag.
No, not with my tongue.
Were you drunk though?
I'm always drunk.
Now when you wake up, do you look like Deadpool? I mean, what's your face? Is it red?
No, I mean, you're acting like blood is shooting out into my face. That's not happening. It's
and
just,
knows
it's
you're getting
there.
Fucked. It'll chill out.
And yeah. also, are you just doing this to the girls you really like or any girl?
He doesn't like
did
anybody.
You just, I really like. Yeah, I'm not doing this to you.
Did,
know.
You,
yeah.
just, did you just call your pussy an it?
What?
You said it knows when it's getting fucked. It chills. Like, what are you, Silence of the Lambs?
It's like
it knows when it's getting fucked. It will chill out.
Well, if there's a tampon in,
yeah,
nothing's coming out.
Right.
So.
Or on the Diva cup, you can fuck.
The who? What is that?
What's
like
that?
An event?
It's like a
learning so many
things.
The
band.
The Olympics.
With like a cup, and it's a reusable thing, and it comes with a cleaner. But you could dump it out, and you put
I
it
can't
back
do
in.
That.
Wait a minute! Stop! You dump it the blood. You dump the blood out.
Yeah.
So there's a cup of blood that you.
A sacky.
Yeah. I'm so.
There's nothing diva about that.
Yeah.
This,
yeah.
Jesus.
It's a bad name.
It's the dumpster cup.
It's like
God.
A bucket.
What are you, did a vampire?
No, I got it as a gift. I haven't used it yet, but like it's, you know, supposed to be fun.
I think it's the hippie way to recycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Would you use it? What is it called?
And it's supposed to save money.
Too. And how do you know when
called?
Your cup
the
is
Diva
full?
The Diva cup.
It's a Diva cup. Would you use that?
Is this a new thing?
I don't
know.
Maybe
heard
the
this.
Last few years. I don't know. Is there a man here? Can you Google it?
A man. That's Deepu.
Yeah,
that's
Hi.
Deepu, by the way.
Hi.
Yo, what's going on, people?
Diva cup. Ugh. It's probably the grossest
How
thing.
How big is the cup?
It's like a band, and then it's like a little sack.
Being a woman there. Just got easier. It looks like actually being a man just got worse. This is the
Aren't
worst
they
thing
those
I've
new
ever
underwear
seen.
Underwear that you can like.
Yeah, it's a new
Ew.
Thing. I heard it feels like a diaper.
This is the worst thing I've ever.
Are there different cup sizes for different holes?
Ooh.
Yeah, there's one for if you've had a baby.
I would just forget about
Ooh.
It.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Know. Oh, that's not what I have. That's not what my
those are nipple clips.
Pee cup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I
God.
Love the handwriting. Oh, yeah. It's so nice.
So
it's elegant.
It's very
pink.
Diva.
A lot of pink.
Looks like they're talking about crepes.
The pink ones are prettier.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be 12 hours.
I'm not.
Who would want a white one? That goes insane. That.
So yeah. Let me ask you a question. You put this in your vagina. And you fill it with... How do you know it's full? Does it have a timer, like a Purdue chicken? How do you know when it's full?
I think it's up to 12 hours.
So you have to time it yourself.
Yeah.
So you say around 9 hours, you're going to go, hey, I'm going to empty my cup of blood.
Yeah, or take your tamp out. But with the tamps, it's usually like, oh, it's leaking everywhere. Yeah. I'll go
So your tampon gets so full, it starts to leak in your underwear.
It's just always a problem. Literally I've never had a stress-free period. I've never just been like, wow, I killed it. There's always something wrong.
But you can usually tell when it's like happening.
It gets really like you'll sneeze and you'll be like,
you can feel it getting full.
Wait a minute. You feel your tampon. I really need to know this step by step. I'm sorry for stopping everybody.
Sometimes you're at a carnival or something.
So you're out with a date. Yeah. You're on your period and you feel it getting full.
Yes.
What do? You have to go take it out. You go change it. You have to find a bathroom. Go in. Plop it out. Do you flush it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's flushable.
Okay. So you flush it. And then you put a new one in.
Yes.
Now, you don't have a new one. What do? You don't have a new one. You forgot
about toilet paper.
Now, you ask people around. You ask the women.
But you always carry one.
Wait a minute. Stop. Hang on. If you don't have one, you roll up. You make your own?
You make your own pad. Yeah.
You make a pad.
You use a lot of toilet paper, make your own pad until you find something.
Okay, I just want to ask this last question. So you make your own pad, and then you put it up there, or just put it on your underwear? Do you put it on your underwear, or do you put it up in there?
In your underwear.
So then, now, like a cut, like you get a Band-Aid, and you put a Band-Aid on it, and then you go home, and later, and you peel the blood stuck. Is it ever stuck to your vagina?
No.
Or is it just still moist?
She's going to go buy some
tampons. Usually, like, kind of, like... It squishes up into like.
Hang on, what?
Like yeah, like it forms.
It molds.
It makes your vagina lip. So it stays moist. The blood is always dripping, and it stays. Okay. Are you all right, dude?
Are you gonna throw off?
So
he wants to record this.
And usually you shouldn't have it like that for too long.
So you're gonna run and go get a tampon.
Yes,
it's like a spare tire. You use it until you find a good
worst
one.
Case scenario.
Oh.
So then you go. You're gonna go home. So you're on a date. I'm bleeding. I made my own tampon.
Or you ask around.
I need to go home. Like I'm going the fuck home. Date over or
Dwayne Reed or ask a girl. Ask the waitress.
So on a date, you're gonna go get tampons.
You have to.
But what if it's a date and you just met the guy?
Oh, you want to just end the date?
Just end the date, right?
Depends. I don't know. I think it's that one question any girl you can ask a stranger and they get it. You know what I mean?
I have never asked. So
really?
If I was on a date with a girl, Mark, and she was like, hey, can we just... There was a great movie. Dinner was awesome. Can we just run? I gotta get some tampons because right now I have a homemade tampon in my vagina, and I think it's filling up.
Right,
I would.
You should marry that girl. That's the girl
I would
for you.
One out of five have a homemade tampon.
That wouldn't bother me. I swear.
That's fucking. You just made that stat up, Donald Trump.
The worst is when you see that homemade rolled up thing, like it's fallen out on the street or something.
Can I say something? Yeah. This is the thing. You know when you're gonna get a car and you never see it, but then you're like, I'm gonna get a new Toyota Corolla. That's all you see is Corollas. I'm gonna see these fucking things on the street now all the time.
You're like, what's that? Oh, that's not a nosebleed.
Someone had a bloody nose.
Yeah. I do have a fun perk to share. My friend, she has test tubes with tampon wrappers, and you fill them with vodka, and then you can go to a sporting event.
That's genius.
So, because then the security will check, but they're not going to touch a bunch of tampons. But they're just tampon wrappers with test tubes of vodka.
Well, the problem is when she accidentally puts that in, she forgets.
You're just saying that's not real though. I thought she put the vodka in her vagina.
No, we just put it in our mouth.
That's really smart.
Right. You put it in your box.
In our mouths.
This is fascinating.
It is fascinating, dude. I've never ever had this conversation with my wife. I wish I did.
Yeah.
But I know there's tampons that go inside. I always thought the pads were better because they were winged and they went on your panties.
I like the pads normally. I mean, I like things to come out. I don't like sticking stuff. I think the older you get, there's always stuff up there.
Does your vagina get old?
No,
what do
I
you
mean,
have up there?
I'm
like
not
change?
Even old.
I'm older.
Do you have a Metro cut? What's up there?
I just think over time, I don't have as heavy a flow as I used to have. So
how old
it's not
are you?
Even that serious.
What are you, 50?
She's in a rocking chair.
In there.
Really?
Somewhere. So it doesn't...
Wow.
I do believe that it's natural for it to come out. I think it needs to flow out of you.
So you don't want to put it up, stop it up like a cork.
Doing that, no.
You don't want to make yourself a wine bottle.
When I go out, when I come to the clubs and when I'm sports and, so that there's no smell and stuff.
All right, is the aggravation and the cuntiness come from just the pain in the ass of it all, or is it
hormones.
Physically?
Yeah, it's just hormones.
It's hormones.
Yeah.
So it's actually
and not everyone
chemicals.
Has that.
I'm a lunatic before it happens. Once I'm on my period, I'm like chill and I'm not hungry. But the few days before, I'm just like crying, upset, and like really would like to snack.
But it's different for every woman.
That sounds like me every day. I think I'm on my period for the last 5 years.
Or I'll like be so angry at someone and yell at them and be so upset, and then when I get my period, I'm like, oh, I don't care at all. Yeah. And then I'll like be like, my
I don't
dad.
Go on stage usually. I try to mark it off my calendar.
Oh no,
because I end up attacking people in the audience.
Oh whoa.
Because so while you're on your period, you'll snap.
Yeah. Well, no. It's PMS. Before. It's before. So during that time before, I have to mark it on my calendar to know, because I get very sensitive.
Yeah, I don't like
I'll
the
read
house.
Into the audience something someone said, and I'll so I don't do any crowd work during that time, because I know how I get.
Right.
It's just, I get.
What about you?
I don't monitor mine that much.
What'd you say?
I don't monitor. I'll go on stage anytime, but I'll notice like when I'm upset. I usually am one of those people who's, if I'm upset, I'll go and hang out alone because I don't want to yell at people.
Oh, that's sweet.
What about you, Lauren?
I am an animal for a week and a half before I get my period.
That's
like
a long
complete
time.
Animal. Mm. Like I'll drool. Like I don't remember anything. I eat like a fucking truck driver.
How big is your vagina?
What is going on? I will eat a block of cheese. Like don't even care. And the minute I see that blood, I like form back to my old self again.
It is a relief to see the blood.
Yeah, it really
is.
A lot of guys think it's during
I was
the
on birth control once the period where you just don't have one, and I was a bitch all the time. Yeah. You need that blood to release your mood.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, guys think it's when you're on your period, but it's not. It's like
no,
the week
the blood is
no, I never put pre, I never, you know what I mean? The pre and premenstrual, I never put that together until right now.
Yeah.
That's fucked
and you gotta,
up.
As a woman, you gotta be aware. You gotta have awareness. Because if you don't have that awareness, you won't know why you're going off on people. It's,
so
it's
once
really
a month,
to
you got to go through this fucking nightmare.
Dude, yeah, I sweat all night long like an animal. I wake up, I pee like a pregnant woman. It's just
and
awful.
The older you get, the sooner. Now, mine comes sooner. So I get it like, seems like every 2 to 2 weeks.
You have a period every couple weeks?
Almost. It's like crazy. Yeah.
You got a red stain right here.
it's like every, what's it supposed to be? Every 21, 28 days. Mine's like about 17.
Do you resent guys for that? For not having that?
For not having that?
Yeah, do you ever like be like, you fucking cocksuckers?
That's the
like, I resent kid people now who don't have kids.
Yeah.
Mm. I resent you because you don't even understand that you cannot not wake up anymore. Like, I cannot not get up in the morning anymore. I cannot just stay in bed. I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just. If I'm with the kid, I can't nap. You have. Because he'll die.
Yeah.
He'll probably die. So it's like I see people. Like, I'll call this fuck at like 11:30 and he'll be like, what's up? And I'm like, you're sleeping? Yeah. I'm like, fucking die. You know what I mean? I just.
Yeah, I don't resent them for not having periods. I resent them for other stuff.
That's right.
Like girl stuff, like yeast infections or like UTI. Uh-huh. Like, we have to pee after sex. They're asleep. It's like, fuck you. We got to go take some cranberry pills.
No, it's having the baby that's the worst.
That's
what ruins all of our lives.
Well, no,
having the
baby,
that's not true. That's absolutely not true. Having the baby is the best thing that happens. Mm. If you decide to have a baby with somebody, it's the absolute wrong thing to say. Having a baby changed my life for the better and my wife's life. I mean, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to her and me. It really is. We've talked about it.
With your relationship?
Well, with the relationship, but also personally, because you don't understand how fucking selfish you are. How?
Oh, I think I know.
Okay, you understand? And then when you make a life with your body, and then it comes out, and you carried it, and then it's there, and then it's slowly becoming something that you're teaching it to become, and the responsibility of that is so overwhelmingly amazing. And then for that
human being
to love you and like actually express it, it's fucking crazy. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah, but I never see a happy mom. I'm sure they're happy they have kids.
You're out of your
mind.
But
a lot of my mom friends are like
every mother,
drinking all the time.
My friend's daughter was colicky, so she does not have that experience.
I think
she won't talk that way about it.
People who have a baby who want to have a baby, especially women. My friend Kathy just had a baby. this is a fucking girl. I mean, you're selfish, all about her. Mm. And to see her transform over to when you finally have a kid, your whole thing changes over.
My fear he just pointed to her.
My fear of pregnancy.
Yeah, you're never gonna have babies.
Having a kid.
Tell?
Is the same fear I have for like snakes and alligators. Like, I'm so scared.
How old are you?
28.
You're 28, but you're also a comedian. And in comics, we're married to our careers, man. We love comedy so much. It's a relationship that's hard to break out of. And someday you'll meet a guy or a woman, and I have no idea. But you know,
it's different
know.
For us as I female comics.
Your vagina is almost dead.
I was very much alive, Rob, right now. But no.
I hate you.
Would you like to see?
Your new creepy school teacher tone, Robert, it's very much alive.
But it's different. We have to really make a decision as female comics if we have children. It's really tough.
If you have a child and you're going to take care of it, you're going to carry it, you're going to have to be there, you're going to have to take care of it. Ugh. Unless you get a full-time nanny, I mean, it's way harder for her.
You see Bonnie. Raina comes around all the time. Raina's at the club. She did it.
I got to say
something. Midnight time.
They both did a fucking great job. I can't believe.
I love Raina.
Bonnie didn't lose a beat. I don't know how she did it. Mm-hmm. She really
fucking
did.
She did her half hour 3 weeks after having
really?
Kids.
Did a half hour, wrote fucking how many scripts?
She's
I mean, she.
Though, that's why.
She really didn't miss a beat. I really do give it up for her. I couldn't imagine being a woman comic and having a baby. I'd quit. I'd just stop.
Well, Lori Kilmartin had a. She passed out at Gotham trying to balance the whole thing.
Really?
On stage. Yeah, it's not easy.
No.
It's because as the mother, it's different. You want to be with that child. Yeah. Like, it's a different connection for the mother. So going out and leaving and getting.
That's what I meant about the worst thing. Not like so much as like the kids' love and all that is not great, but like if you have other things that you're passionate about or you want to do, that's not really an option.
Yeah, no, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have a kid, you're done.
Fran Lebowitz always says that.
In your brain, though. I think logistically you can pull it off. Bonnie did it. A lot of girls do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of really talented comedian women have had kids and went on with it. But it's up here. But I think up here it would fucking make me snap. I wouldn't want to.
And then there's
it.
The breastfeeding thing. What are you going
to
do?
Like, you don't have to fucking breastfeed.
But there are women who feel like you talk about up here. They breastfeed until they're like five. And
no one does that.
That's
a lunatic.
They feel like they need that.
That's
connection.
A mental hospital person.
That's you're a right. codependent
it's
person.
It's actually right. happening.
I mean, I like when it happens. I love those videos on Facebook. Yeah. I get
of
to see three mushy
child.
Titties.
Yeah, the cover of right. what, Time Magazine with that
I just,
kid.
I just
but
saw
they it. Do talk about that need for a woman to be that close to her child forever with the breastfeed. That's real.
It's crazy.
Well, I wanted to say Fran Lebowitz says, like, you know, that's the problem with being a woman. Like, if you get a lawyer and that lawyer's a man, that's a lawyer in there. But, like, with a woman, it's like she's a mom. Like, she wants to think about the baby. It's, like, a problem.
Yeah.
Well, I'm petrified because I was 10 pounds, 4 ounces, and I had an Uncle Vito that was 15 pounds.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but your vagina's huge. Why are you petrified? Right. Yeah. You're going to fall out like one of your slide fucking right mushy out. Tampons.
Yeah. You don't need a bowling bag.
But breastfeeding, that whole thing. My wife.
And depression.
My wife, for the week, she was panicking. Breastfeeding for the week, it takes a while for the boobs to start working. You have to milk. Feed, clean, milk, feed. It's a fucking nightmare. Just go get formula. You
Does
can, for the week
it?
Or 2 weeks, get the colostrum, which is very, very healthy for the baby.
What is that? Sorry.
It's breast milk, but it's the first couple weeks of breast milk, which has, like, literally, it's fucking superfood. It's
okay.
It's
nutrients.
It's
so good for you,
but it's ridiculously
it's delicious.
Someone yeah, I mean, eat the placenta.
Mother's milk. I mean, breast milk is really tasty too. I mean, we had.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. What's his name? We had a taste test
Louis
in
Katz
here.
Louis Katz is in here. Yeah.
Louis Katz. We had Louis. His wife, when she had the baby, let us have some breast milk. So we did a taste test between half and half milk and breast
Ooh,
milk.
And
did you guess it right?
Breast milk was like cereal milk.
Whoa.
It's
really?
So good.
A sweet.
It's so good.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, the little jalapeno chips in there, I didn't know what that was. No, I'm kidding. It was nothing. Oh. No, it was unbelievable. Okay. It was really good. But I switched. My wife was flipping out. She was crying. I was like, fuck it. I called three people.
Oh,
did you do formula? Pain. Yeah. Did you do formula? Yeah. Three, all of them were like, yeah. We just went and got formula. The baby was fine. It doesn't fuck him up. You don't have to do breastfeeding at all.
All right, well.
Yeah.
Next time on Lifetime.
But they're probably still leak for a little bit, right?
Yeah, they still leaked. Yeah. Yeah, for a little bit, yeah.
I think it decreases your breast size, leaking. Too, when you do that, right?
My wife's got fake
like,
titties.
Like, I have such huge... If oh, I was yeah? to do that...
Yeah. Oh, your tits would be ruined.
I wouldn't even be able to leave the house.
My wife didn't even get stretch marks. Not what? One fucking stretch mark.
Wow.
Not... Listen to me.
Did she use cocoa butter?
She used a lot of cream and stuff like that, but that's hereditary. I mean, it's some girls get them and some girls don't. I remember this girl I dated. She was
lucky.
Fucking so hot, and she had a kid in her stomach. It turned into like a outside placenta. It was just mushy and scarred, and I was like,
sad.
It wasn't that sad. I didn't freak me out that
much. But I think if you work on it early.
I got over it in a fucking second. I don't care about it, but she was fucked up about it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck. I got stretch marks, too. Fucking who gives a shit?
They say your nose changes, like the bridge.
Feet get bigger.
Mm. Oh, really?
And your hair changes. My sister's had curly hair, and then it became straight.
You know, she's an Asian? Oh, my God. This is like a fucking... I mean, I'm learning
well,
so
I'm not
much.
Doing it, so... It's
well, the act of being pregnant sounds fun, but actually doing the after the baby comes out doesn't sound fun.
Yeah.
Like, just being pregnant and growing and buying fat, cool clothes and being on stage?
That doesn't sound fun.
I think it sounds fun.
The C-section.
I don't
know. Does that do anything for you?
That sound, you
that
mean,
sounds like a good option, though, because I don't want to change it down there.
Right. You mean having
a lot
the
of doctors
kid,
force it on you, too.
Mm. Being like, hey, Carmen's pregnant and growing and buying cool clothes. Right. And being,
you wouldn't mind that. And having the kid and bringing him in.
And then dealing with the kid, I don't know if I could do that.
Right. You wouldn't want a kid at all. Fuck that. No.
No, I always...
Yeah. You're only 28.
Yeah,
28.
I have an IUD until I'm 36.
Whoa!
You have got a 10-year
like
one.
Like an iPhone?
Yeah.
Like an AT&T plan? What the fuck is this?
It's like a copper thing that's in there for 10 years.
Does it smell?
No. It's non-hormones, and it's like the best birth control, and you could get a 5-year or a 10-year, and I got a 10-year.
But can you pull it out early if you want to have a baby?
Not casually. You have to, like, go get it removed.
Yeah. But you can.
It really hurt. It definitely
like,
hurt getting
in between
it.
Really? Sets of the cellar, you can whip it out. And like, it. We'll do a joke. I gotta be right back.
So,
so it's how is it? Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. It's copper. What shape
like
is it?
It's like that. It's plastic, and then it goes down, and then there's little strings. It's like a jellyfish, maybe.
Yeah, inside your vagina.
Yeah, up there in the cervix.
Did you put it in, or did they put it in?
No, like a hippie doctor woman put it in.
Okay.
And it hurt, and then I had cramps for like 2-3 days.
And it'll never fall out?
No, it's in there.
So now you can just bang, and guys can jizz in you.
Yeah, I really wanted it.
If you wanted that.
Yeah.
Right, so, and you don't have to worry about having a baby. It's 100%,
99.9.
Wow, that's fucking crazy.
And it
crazy.
Doesn't affect your period. They're all the same.
You can't, like, be a super whore because if you do get an STD.
Just a regular whore.
If you do.
That's a great comic book.
If you do get an STD, it's really bad. Like, something with the chemicals and the copper, like, you have to get shit removed. It's, like, very bad. You have to make sure you're being safe, because if you do get an STD, it's a lot worse with IUD.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
The girl I'm banging currently has one of those IUDs, and it's a great time.
Well, can you feel it?
You can feel it.
On your pecker?
You feel it right on the tip.
Yeah. The jellyfish part?
Yeah.
The little thingies?
Yeah.
They tickle your dick? Sorry.
It's all right. It's a little pointy, actually.
So you're just coming on those?
Yeah, I'm just shooting. I'm like
painting
the walls.
Just testing them every time.
Yeah.
It's like a war in there. Like, bam, bam, bam.
How often do you wear condoms, Mark?
More than you think, but with this gal, not really.
I've never taken birth control ever in my life.
Ever?
Wow.
And you have sex, unprotected sex?
No, I always...
You always use a condom.
Yeah, always.
What about you? You always use a condom? What are you, Keith?
No.
It was like, asking Norton.
I just haven't had sex in such a long time. I have to really think about it.
When was the last time you had sex?
June?
Was
that? Yeah, I guess it was
June. You haven't had sex since this...
I'm like that. It's bad for me,
19...
Too.
No. It's been a fucking long time.
You haven't had sex since
so
the summer?
I'm so frustrated.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Is that why you come on to me all the time?
All the time, yes.
Damn. All right.
Anybody. You...
That's fucking weird. Why don't you have sex? You just haven't met anybody?
I haven't met anyone. I haven't met, you know.
I thought you had a boyfriend.
I've only had sex twice this year.
I did have a boyfriend.
Like this
you
year.
Twice?
It's 95
days in. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a fucking super whore.
On January 2nd?
What's that?
I don't know. I can't find someone to fuck me. It's crazy.
Oh, come on.
But you want to like the person too. Like that's
right.
Very
after a while. That
you
girls
so, you
that
fuck
out.
So many like dumb bitches. You know what I mean? Like,
and the diseases. I am actually very nervous about that.
Sure,
shit,
sure.
So
I get tested.
Yeah, we care more about the caring than guys, I think.
I don't care about the caring.
You think?
Actually,
yeah.
I do not.
Yeah. Oh, you do.
I just want a guy that I can fuck and then he'll go.
No, because then you could just go to the bar and be like, hey,
exactly.
No, but I still want a guy that I still want
yeah,
it to
exactly
be good
what we're saying.
Sex, but I don't want him around.
Yeah, setting yourself up when you know it's going to be bad sex, but you're like, all right, and then it's bad. And you're
how
like,
do you know?
Get me out of here. When they're just doing everything wrong and you're like not attracted to the person into it, but you're like, all right, we'll go have sex, and it's always just like a disaster.
So when you fuck a guy, you want him gone after.
I mean, it depends.
It really depends.
Like fucking in the morning.
You like I hate fucking in the morning.
Really?
I like it too.
I fucking hate. There's nothing makes me feel better sexually when I wake up and they have to go. It was my favorite thing in the world. Just be like, look, I gotta take off. Oh, really? Yeah,
that is
I gotta.
The best.
And I was like, thank God. I do not want to fuck in the morning.
What
in the morning,
like,
I'm a
though?
Different. No, I don't care. I don't want to have sex in the morning. I want to fucking eat pancakes.
It's a great way to feel.
You don't like getting your dick sucked in the morning?
I can't hear any of you fucking drugs.
We're all
fucking,
against you.
Fucking muling quims. Relax.
Is that a new thing? Did you used to like fucking in the morning? Or is it?
I never liked it. I liked fucking in the night.
Well, because you guys fall asleep, so you can go right to bed. But we like don't do that. So it's a great way to start the day.
Yeah.
Go fuck and have some coffee.
No, I don't want.
You don't like waking up with someone touching your dick?
Nope.
They say that 3 o'clock is the best time.
In the morning?
No, during the day. Oh,
I'll fuck in the afternoon. It's just the morning, it's like, just chill. I usually had spent all fucking night trying to get it. You know what I mean? And then now we did all this crazy shit to get here, and I'm exhausted. I had to listen to your fucking hopes and dreams and real estate class and whatever the fuck.
You're so young.
Right? And then fucking now.
Hopes and dreams.
How to eat your pussy and fucking, man, and fucking. And then we finally went to bed, and it's like, fuck, thank God. And now you want to wake up and do all that over again? No, 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 no. I need to go take a shower. I need to eat some food. You need to go do your thing. And then let's meet in the afternoon. I'll eat your butt. You know what I mean?
Or just like that.
Yeah. I'll fuck around. I like the. I love afternoon sex. It was great. I love blowjobs. I love random. Random blowjobs was the best.
That is a good one.
What if it's you woke up to one, though?
I don't like it. I don't like being woke up. I like to wake up on my own
and have pancakes.
Yeah, I don't. I like breakfast. I don't like. Don't wake me up with my dick in your mouth, because then I'll tell you why. Because I feel guilty if it's not working, and it's not you, it's not me, it's not us. It's just I get in my head and I'm like, fuck, and then I start thinking about my day and I got shit to do and blah blah blah. And do I have shows that night? And it's like I'm not getting hard and you're still sucking and you're trying to be as sexy as you were last night, but your fucking makeup's off and fucking one eye has a tear on it
and that's
fucking your
no
hair's all
those,
frizzy.
No
well,
one
these are
yeah,
those
your
moments.
Breath smells like jizz.
That's true. The morning breath is rough.
Yeah,
that's a hard one.
I mean, it's just like fucking start over.
Uh-huh.
Let's just start over. Let's hit reset. Go do your thing.
See you at 3.
See you at 3, and we can start all over again. Yeah, I mean, even with my wife. I mean, you know, we fooled around in the morning a couple of times, and it was just like fucking. Yeah, I'm thinking of other shit.
Wow.
I think weren't we supposed to go to the storage unit today and pick up the Christmas stuff?
Great name for a vagina.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Well, you like morning sex? You love it.
Yeah, I like it.
You like it?
I like it in the morning, too.
You love it or you like it?
It depends, but I closer to love.
Yeah,
it's good.
I'm very
wakes me up and I'm ready to go. Yeah.
Really? Now, what is morning sex?
And if
do?
I'm drunk at night when I'm fucking, I probably didn't come, but I'll come in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you wake up and I'm just eating your pussy, you're excited.
Yeah, but I'd rather just be getting fucked.
Yeah.
So if you wake up and I'm just fucking you.
Nah, maybe finger me a little first and then.
Well, I'm going to get you juiced up. I'm not going to just rip into your vag.
Okay, because I imagine just waking up with like getting fucked.
Ow, warm cake.
Yeah.
So you like getting fucked or eating out?
eating out at night, but I like waking. I like waking up. No, but I like waking up.
That's a nighttime
after
activity.
After a good night's sleep, waking up and having sex, it's great.
So wake up. Here's a scenario, Carmen. Okay. Me and you, we fucked around the night before, right?
Hello.
We fucked around the night before, and now you're sleeping on your side. I'm on my side, right?
Okay.
And then you wake up, and I'm reaching around. I'm playing a little with the clitoris.
Yeah.
I'm doing a little fucking. Little fucking Eddie, you know, Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah. Are you doing that sound?
Right?
Too?
No. That's the sound that you're hearing in your head as I'm doing it, right? I get you nice and wet. And then right when I get you nice and wet, I put it in and start fucking.
It's beautiful.
Great.
And then we get breakfast.
Yeah. But do I have to jizz? Do you have to jizz? Can we just fuck for like 10 minutes and then stop? Or do we have to climax?
You don't have to climax.
I don't, but you do.
Yeah.
But how hard is it to make you come?
In the morning, it's a lot easier.
A lot easier. That doesn't sound easy at all.
Yeah, why is that? Why is it easier in the morning? The sun's out?
I don't know.
It depends,
A rested vagina is a good vagina.
If I have a lot to do that day, it might be harder.
But do I have to make you come? When do I stop fucking you in the morning?
I guess when someone needs to go pee. I don't know. I never thought
about
that. Cleaning
lady knocks on the door.
So I'm banging you, I'm banging you, I'm banging you, I'm banging you. You're not coming. You're like, ooh. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, I got to go pee. If I say that, you're going to be like, what?
No, I guess you could be like, all right, it's not working.
But that's the part I hate.
It still feel good if we don't come.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But how do you get out of that? How would a guy get out of that with you? How can I get out of that gracefully?
We just fake
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes we fake it, or no, we just say, always, just do it. Just I come. I want to go.
Yeah. I'm thinking about this.
This has never been an issue.
It's very organic.
This is an issue for me.
It's not like a...
What's that?
It's an issue for me.
It is. Okay.
I've never had a sexual orgasm.
Me either.
What?
Me
what?
Either.
What do you say? All right, sexual orgasm, and then what's the other one?
I have to have a vibrator there.
Me too.
What about fingers and mouths?
I've only had an orgasm. Mine's wider.
We're very connected.
I've only had an orgasm being eaten out or a vibrator.
Eaten out, vibrator.
What was eating you out? A fucking cow tongue?
Or both. Vibrator.
Right. You have to put a salt lick on her
fingers.
Pussy.
Hello.
Your fingers.
Nah, kind of.
Or the guy's fingers.
It doesn't really.
Do we have any? Well, hang on. Go to the chat room. Any questions from the chat room?
That's why we're on this side.
Yeah.
Any questions for big vaginas in the chat room?
We have a bunch of comments. George Dizzle says, I thought Bobby was pregnant this whole time.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, joke.
That was a good. I blame Deepu, not him. Because Deepu could have not picked that
totally.
One.
Totally.
Yeah. I thought it was going to hit really well. But,
of course you did. Yeah.
That's why you're Deepu. Fraser Brown says, I hate when a notch doesn't tell you that she's on her period and just bleeds all over your sheets. A notch?
What's
a
notch?
A notch on the belt.
Oh. Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I can tell a notch. I'm a douche like that, too.
Well, at least you admit it. I'm a fucking douche like that, too.
Hey, when a notch doesn't tell me, eh?
Hey, when a fucking...
Hey!
No, when a notch doesn't tell me that she's bleeding... my mama just got me those comforters for Christmas. That's a fucking duvet, which I learned over Christmas. Go ahead, what else you got with this fucking awful chat?
Yeah, I know. Bombing today. Andrew Hankinson says, would love to see a transcript of Mark Norman's thoughts during this whole conversation. I'm just learning.
Well, I've never... these aren't my fans.
I'm
these have to be
in.
Somebody else's fans that are just here because they have nothing
this is
to do.
Scopo's family.
God, Jesus Christ. What a bunch of fucking knuckleheads.
What
we
a
got
bunch
women
of, what a bunch
fucking...
of notches. I'm
sorry. We got a bunch of women in here fucking teaching us a few things.
I like fucking in public.
All right,
like,
get on the table.
Yeah. I like
bar bathrooms or like parking garages.
Oh,
how about
like
parks?
Under
trains. What about a park?
Yeah, I fucked in a park before.
I like parks.
Bench. Wait, fucked on a golf course once.
Ooh,
golf course is cool, but that's like fucking in the woods.
The guy's better off fucking the hole.
Yeah.
You're so quick.
My vagina can't keep up.
I fucked on the train. Before.
Whoa.
That's my dream.
Because I had to get to Chicago from Syracuse.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes, I've told you this.
He was doing a joke.
Oh, you
he
was saying that. Oh, I'm sorry. I totally ruined
it's a
it.
Gag. It's fine.
No, it was like, you know, the sleeping cart. I'd never been in the sleeping cart, and the guy was like, hey.
Wow, that's
like,
pretty good.
So you didn't know the guy? You met the guy on the train.
No.
I've been around a long time.
Hang on one second. Marina, stop. Look at me. Take a titty out. Listen. You met a guy on a sleeping cart on a train.
Amtrak.
And he said, hey, and you went, hey, and you took him in?
He said, have you ever been in a sleeping cart before? And I said, I haven't. And he was cute. And he said, you want to come back with me? And I said, yeah.
White guy or black guy?
Black guy. That was a long time ago.
I met someone.
How racist am I? I'm like, that's more dangerous.
Oh, that's sad. Well, you know, and we went back there and smoked some pot. I played cards. We had sex. It was awesome.
That sounds great.
That sounds really great.
Did he let you sleep in the sleeping car? Did he tell you to beat it?
I slept in the sleeping car.
Go back to coach, dummy.
Was it awkward saying goodbye?
Not at all. I never have.
Was your stop
I'm
first?
I'm not like that. I don't catch feelings.
Was your stop? All right, fucking T-Pain.
I don't.
I don't catch feelings.
I don't catch feelings, yo.
Hey, was your stop first or was his stop first?
He was on the train. He worked there.
Wait, what?
You fucked the guy with a hat?
Whoa.
Wow, that's risky for him. He could lose his job.
No, the other guys were walking by. They go, hey.
Wait, did he have his uniform on while he was doing it?
You know what? I can't remember that far.
Did you wear his hat at all ever?
Ooh.
No, I didn't wear the hat.
I met someone on a flight, but then I had sex with him later that night.
So you didn't fuck on the flight?
No.
I got head on an Amtrak.
Nice.
Coming back from Boston, I met this beautiful girl, and we just hit it off, and then she blew me under my coat. Oh, my God. So hot.
I just can't imagine giving just, like, a strange blowjob.
I know.
Since college.
It's the best.
Not getting
a random
back.
Person. Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Sucking just a random cock?
Yeah. No, that's specific.
Maybe when I was 19.
There's nothing but... Can I just explain something to you? As women, I'm gonna just tell you this.
Please
this is
do.
A fact.
Please.
There's nothing better... than fucking
random blowjob.
There's nothing better than kissing a girl and her being confident enough in her abilities and what she wants and what knowing she knows what she's doing to take your cock and suck it until it's fucking jizzes. And doesn't have to swallow it. I don't care if you throw it on the ground. And then fucking just saying fuck you and getting up and be like, oh, I'll talk to you later. There's nothing sexier on earth to a guy.
Sounds so empty.
Than random.
I know, it sounds.
It sounds
bad.
It's actually to me stronger.
What about Roadhead?
Like for getting manipulating a girl to do it to me is weaker. The girl's weaker. To have a girl go, this hottest thing a chick ever did to me, it was making out. She goes, chill the fuck out. I'm sucking your dick. Relax.
Yeah, but can that be a girl that's not a random girl? Can it be someone you're dating?
Yeah, it could be you.
Oh, okay. I said okay way too soon. Now, how much do you care about swallowing? Is that a big deal?
I love swallow. Whoa.
How much does it mean to you?
I don't like it.
How long should that's she hold silly. It for?
Really? I don't like it.
These should guys... she go like this?
No.
No.
What, like gum?
What was that?
What is that?
You're blowing
She's
a bubble?
Gargling.
No, I've once done that to a guy. I just held it, let him look at...
I don't like swallowing. I'd rather you have it on your knuckles and have it on your chest and then maybe lick it a little bit. But I had a girl swallow one time and then... I thought she swallowed it. She had it in her mouth, and she spit it in my coffee. But my coffee was hot, so there was some like fucking weird reaction. It just turned like it just fried the babies.
Yeah,
the little eggs.
It's got to go right down, and if it doesn't go right down, it's coming right back out.
Gotta go somewhere.
It's like medicine.
Yeah, gotta go somewhere.
Yeah, do not
or pretend and spit it out and wipe it on his pants or something.
I had a girl do that once.
Yeah,
I was about to go, and she just. Pulled it out of her mouth and pointed it towards me in the chin.
I actually came in my own face once.
Yeah.
My wife was...
it's pretty humiliating.
My wife was giving me a fucking hand job, and she forgot that I'm going to... She was just jerking me off and forgot that I was going to bust a nut, and I forgot that she was doing it. Like, I usually do it. I know where to aim my dick, and I just jizzed them just all
in
my own face.
You guys watching TV at the same time or something?
I had my leg surgery. So she jerked me off.
If a girl swallows you and then comes up to you and wants to kiss you, are you grossed out?
I will fucking throw up in her face.
What if she's just sucking your dick? You'll never kiss her again?
No, I'll kiss her if she sucks my dick. I'll suck you. If you suck my dick, I'll kiss you. I'll lick the back of your tonsils. But if you have a fucking mouthful of jizz,
yeah,
like I will. You think you and you're trying to trick me into fucking drinking jizz? Like, you're out of your fucking mind.
Have you seen that Sex in the City episode where she makes the guy taste? He had funky tasting spunk. As she said.
Great band.
Yeah. But it was Bobby Cannavale playing the part.
And right. Hot.
She made him drink his own jizz to prove that it didn't taste that bad.
That's disgusting.
And drink he did it.
Can you just taste it?
I wasn't even talking about drinking it. Like, she already drank it, but there's still probably taste in
there. I got no problem with that. If you drank my jizz,
and then
you wanted to make out after,
I
got no fucking problem.
See, I mean, let's not. That'd be so rude if not.
Yeah.
Jizz in your mouth and you can't get a kiss.
It's actually.
If you're like, oh, I got a. Check my phone.
It's actually not that rude. I mean, it really isn't that rude. It's like, look, you just swallow. You swallow.
But it's your body, so it's like.
Yeah, but it's not mine anymore.
Yeah.
It was inside of me. It wasn't supposed to be on the outside. You're the fucking slut that brought it on the outside. It was in me. It was supposed to make a life.
Outside
and
of
you
your,
jerked it off into your mouth and put it in your.
Outside of your cock.
Yeah.
What is the most sensitive spot on your body?
Marina, great question.
Yeah.
I would
like
say
nipples.
No, my fucking
nipples are out. Don't ever touch
my
nipples.
Fucking
guy,
butthole.
Some guys are very
I had one guy with really sensitive.
Yeah. We didn't talk last week on the show.
We talked about this.
Yeah. It might be gay.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, and a lot of brothers I know like nipples.
Really?
It's almost like a black.
Don't go near. I had a white guy who liked the nipples.
I hate it. I fucking hate it. You get near my nipples, I will fucking my.
So what is it?
Know that if you're licking my nipples, I'm rolling my eyes like, ugh. Boring.
What is it outside of your?
My
cock?
Fucking asshole, my nuts, like behind my nuts.
Outside of any genitals or holes.
I got nothing.
Isn't that the question?
I got nothing.
Like a neck.
I got nothing. Oh, my neck.
Ear. I like my ear.
Your ear.
Get on the ear.
Oh, your neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like my ear.
I like an
what
ear.
What if a girl bites your ear?
Nibble.
The nibble of the bottom is all right, and then talks dirty into it, like, "Oh, you fucking like that, you fat fuck."
Oh, you like that?
You got any more chat room? What do you got?
A lot of people want to know how you guys feel about choking.
Oh, good question.
That's
a good one.
Chat room, I'm looking right at you. Good fucking question. Whoever that was, you're a thinker and you're a fucking good person.
Now, choking with the cock or choking with the hand?
Marina, great question.
Got to be specific.
I know Carmen likes
it. Why do you always think that?
Because I know that you like it. You like
how can
it
you tell?
Because covering up her neck.
Because I'm wearing this to cover up my choking marks.
I know that you like, because I know you like it a little bit. You like a little choke. You like a little around the neck while I'm fucking you. And I, right when I put it in, to put my hand around your neck, and as I push it in, I squeeze a little, and you go, oh.
A little aggression is fun.
Yeah, you like
it. Yeah, but I'm surprised you picked that up. But
I can tell. I can tell, baby.
Did I just go, whoa, sorry, when you said that? Like, how can you tell?
Marina don't like it. Marina don't like to be touched like that.
That's not true.
You like a little choke?
I do like a lot of choke.
A lot.
Choo-choo.
You do? You're like, what do you want to be, tapped out? You want from behind, like a UFC fight?
Like a full Nelson?
Yeah. I like it.
Really?
All right.
Yes, I do.
Now, do you like it while you
I've get... never had anyone do it. I had one guy do it, and it was nice. And then I was like, uh-oh, I like this.
Really? You like a hard choke or a soft choke?
But guys don't like to do that. Yeah. Usually most guys don't want to do that.
What's a fine line? Because you get yelled at sometimes. So you never know.
I had a girl, and I've always said this, that the black-white chick is the scariest chick in the world to me.
Who's that?
The ghetto white chick?
No, that's a black chick who's white. Like, oh my God, how are you? Hi. That girl who's black chick, scariest chick in the world for me. I've dated a couple of them, and
are you going to choke me? Are you going to choke me now?
No, it's like, come on, choke me. Oh, please.
Choke me, like,
and then I
right.
choke him. She's like, oh, my God, please stop. And she started crying. And I was like, I'm sorry, I thought you.
See? That's
and
what
then,
I'm talking about.
And then I was like, no. And she'd be like, no. And then she'd be like, no, it's okay. And she started kissing me again. And then she grabbed my hand and put it on her neck. And I'd start doing it again. And she'd go, oh, my God. She started crying again. She did this, like, three times to the point where I go, I'm done. You're scaring the shit out of me. Please leave my fucking place. Like, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because you're crazy.
There's something wrong with that girl.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but all women aren't like that.
You like being choked?
Yeah.
All right, Al Capone.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure, see? I like being choked, see?
Choke me tomorrow, eh? Choke me now.
I like choking on a cigar and being choked.
I like it a lot.
All right, settle down. Fucking.
Who wants to die?
How much do you like it?
I don't want to die. When I'm coming, I'd like to be getting choked.
Like hard?
Yeah.
Like almost like I can't breathe?
Yeah, that's one of my biggest issues is when it's like a dude who's like scared and you're just like, will you just do something like aggressive?
Really?
It's like fucking, so annoying.
I can't wait to fuck both of you guys after the show. And
takes out of it, you know, when you have to like remind a dude to be aggressive.
And the hair pulling. Too.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I don't want to get choked. I want my hair pulled.
Yeah, me too.
I like it where it's like.
Yeah. You like your hair pulled?
The hair pulled, and then like you miss, and they keep. Like there's like almost a
you know what I like to do?
Anticipation.
You know what I like to do? I like to wrap my hand.
Yeah.
And make your hair into a handle.
Yes.
And then fucking pull you back. Like I'm riding a fuck. Like I'm.
Yes.
Like and I'm, I almost like my face do smush. That. You smush the face. And
you're like a mush?
Yeah, like a mush.
Oh, I'm filling up, Martin. Are you just the best podcast ever?
I'm learning. I'm not going to learn a lot today.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying this.
I like a nice mush.
I like a nice mush.
I like to mush my notches.
I like a nice mush, please.
Deepu, have you ever grabbed it, pulled a hair?
No, I don't think I've ever done that. No.
Have you ever choked a girl?
No, definitely not.
Have you ever...
This is all no's.
Have you ever fucked a girl?
Yes, I have. Okay.
No, you've made love. I have a
sense. Like, I want to beg for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want you to... I mean, I like... I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I do like... I don't like to get hurt myself, and I don't like to hurt somebody, but I do like role-playing, and I do like that begging thing. Mm-hmm. That's a fucking...
You gotta love the
begging. Would you please...
No, I would be like, I would, what?
But yes, sirs.
But she'd break character. She'd answer her phone in the middle of it. Marina would be like, hang on one sec.
I could get Keith, distracted.
I'll be right. Yeah, I'm coming down now.
I totally do get distracted.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to fuck
it. Because I had to do that with my ex. We were doing, like, I was in the, he's done it on his YouTube sketches. He stole, like, our actual experience, but it was like.
Oh, he stole stuff?
Because I was supposed to be a librarian or something, and I didn't. I was like, what book did you check out? I got very specific, and it just lost the whole.
That's too silly for me.
I was like, you didn't read the book all the way through.
My friend was hooking up with, like, a super BDSM guy, just, like, a lot of paddles and stuff and crawling. But she said when she would, like, he would want to hear, like, if she was joking or, like, giggling, he'd get really upset. Like, he wanted it to be like, yes, sir.
Giggling is bad.
Giggling's bad, and fucking answering your phone's bad. Falling out of it's bad, and you should be punished and choked hard.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't like choking?
No, I don't.
See, not everyone likes it.
I don't like it.
I found choking is just a good place to grab. Where else can you put your arm?
Hair,
you know?
Your hair.
But if you're on your back and I'm standing up, it's just a good place to put your hand. I guess. That feels weird. I don't know.
Yeah. I think fucking outside is underrated, too.
Oh, fuck outside. That's great.
Fucking outside is fucking really...
Fire escape fucking? That's a good time.
How about... Here's a good one. Fuck her out her window.
Oh, yeah.
Like, open the window and let her hang out the window and then fuck her.
Yeah. You really got to trust that person.
Yeah. Trustful.
You got to live in a good neighborhood, too, right?
No, it's even harder when you don't. When you develop a crowd of thugs down the bottom. Yo.
That's exciting.
They're going to make your way home. You're going to wear a fucking disguise on the way out.
Do you guys like choking?
I get a little scared. I've had a couple situations that scared the fuck out of me like that. But I do. I like it. I like begging. I like making a girl beg.
No, but do you like getting choked?
You know what I used to like back in the day? No. I used to like making a girl tell me she loved me. There's something.
That's the weirdest thing we've heard all night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't even, you know, we barely fucking liked each other, right? I like the certain girls with the passion was that we were made to fuck. We weren't made to be boyfriend and girlfriend or husband and wife or raise a kid. We were made to fuck. That's it. Those girls, I would like to be like, say you love me.
Oh during sex and then goodbye. Yeah.
Not real.
That's still weird.
It's weird if you don't know if they mean
next
it after
time,
sex, you know?
Next time
you love me?
Like next time you fuck a chick. You should say, you fucking say, I want you to tell me you love
her. Yeah,
while you're fucking her.
The chick
you're
will cry. She'll start crying.
No, I had a guy like that recently.
What if she says it to you? Like, if you're fucking a girl and she says, I love you during sex?
I'd leave. I'd leave. Without, yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit. Hang on one sec. Hang on one sec. What's going on?
Do we have
here?
A Skyper?
Hello? What's up, buddy? Hey, man, we're doing the podcast live. Are you back in town? It's Jim Serpico, the famous producer, writer, director, and fucking talent man. What's up, dude?
What's up, buddy?
Say hi to everybody. You're on the show.
Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Yeah,
it's really dude. Killing my boner here.
Yeah, we have a pretty much all female cast today, and we're talking about we got begging during sex.
Begging during sex?
Yeah, do you like choking girls during sex?
Or hair pulling?
No, that would not be. That's not my thing. No.
Do you like hair pulling?
Only when I pull my hair.
You're bald.
I don't like to pull hair. Oh, that's true. So I don't know.
Jim's getting all fucked up. How was vacation, man?
It was good, man. It's good to be back. Call me when you can.
Okay, buddy. Say goodbye, Jim Serpico. I'll talk to you later, brother.
Bye, Jim. Sorry about benders.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's funny. All right, man. Well, let's take a break real quick. When we come back, phone number for the Skype call is what?
It's over there.
Oh, yeah, we should talk about the things we hate during sex.
I love that he
Everything
goes...
was loving.
I go...
That was to Lauren, because I can't see.
One second, for 1 second. This
three,
is
four,
fucking...
Seven.
Why, hang on. Why I have Lauren is because of this right here. I go, the number for the Skype call is what? And he goes, it's over there.
He and Scoble are a dream team now.
Okay, go ahead, Lauren.
347
big vagina
983 YKWD.
What is it again?
347-983 YKWD.
And if you want a video chat,
YKWD podcast.
That's it. All together. When we come back,
don't call now.
Do not call now because we will not answer. Call when we come back in 10 minutes.
Wait, are we
okay?
Giving our websites now?
Yeah, we're gonna do that right now. I didn't shut anything off.
Sorry.
We're still going.
See, someone's fucking calling right now, Bobby.
Okay, it's all right. Don't worry. We'll get the things off. What do you got for your website?
I don't have a website, but Twitter and Instagram. I'm Glitter Cheese, and my album's called Glitter Cheese.
Glitter Cheese. Adam's called Glitter Cheese. Album's called Glitter Cheese. What do you got?
CarmenLynch.com.
What do you got?
MarkNormanComedy.com.
What do you got?
MarinaFranklin.com.
RobertKellyLive.com. The YKWD on RiotCast.com. We got Deepu.
My website is twitch.tv/R2Deepu.
At Lauren Cabrera.
ChrisCopo.com.
Brazzers.
What's that? All right, when we come back, we're going to talk movies for the next... I got a bunch of movies I saw. I want to talk movies, and I want to talk about a few other things. So when we come back, we'll be taking your calls, and we will be talking movies. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Now we are, yeah.
All right, what's up? Back with the YKWD podcast live from the Riotcast Studios above the famous Comedy Cellar. We have an amazing show today. Very interesting show. Mostly female show. And he doesn't have it on.
Does he? Okay. Someone's calling now.
Oh, someone's calling?
Yeah.
All right, gotta take it. Fuck it. Good. And we'll call Keith after. Gotta take it. Where's that
Hello?
Camera? Oh, what's up? Did you take it?
Yeah.
What's
hey,
up?
What's up, man? This is what's Bobby Kelly.
What's happening, dude? What's
oh,
going on?
Goodness,
make it big,
man,
dude.
I'm here.
Huh? How Hang on. I'm talking family? To dumb Chris. He's got to make it big. What's happening, okay. brother?
What's going on, man? I'm just calling.
Oh,
First
cool.
time caller, long time listener.
You literally made everybody in the room want to punch the fucking table. Where you from, man?
I'm from Tacoma, Washington, man. I'm just calling.
Holy
Can't
shit.
I'm on the phone talking to you, dude.
Some
Big fan.
Crazy shit going up there near you, huh? With the
militia
taking over that federal landmark or whatever it is,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah. That's down like in Oregon. The guys are.
The peaceful militia.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing down there. Trying to choose. I don't know. It's crazy. Just crazy. It's crazy crackers in the woods. Look, man, I'm just glad you guys took a black collar. This is epic.
We actually have a black woman in studio, Marina Franklin. You familiar?
Yeah, she's very funny. I like her. Very sexy.
Yeah. Hey, she wears pants.
Single.
Yeah, she.
Yeah, man, I like it. She got the little miniature afro going on. I love it.
She really does have the mini afro.
You should see it downstairs.
Yeah, man, it's nice.
Oh, you should see it. It's been a while.
Do you shave downstairs, Marina?
When I'm with someone.
So right now,
it's a bit. I've gone back to the 70s.
70s.
Really? It's huge.
Oh.
Wow.
Really?
Let's just say I use it as a loofah pad when I'm in the shower.
All right, well.
You clean your forearms with it?
I just lather up and, yeah, it's good.
Oh,
very
shit.
Functional.
All right, buddy. All right, well,
hey,
thanks.
Look, man, Bobby, hey, can I ask you two questions, man, real quick?
Just
man,
one.
I've been a big fan. Just two quick questions, man.
Just
I heard
one.
You do some Spandables, Dan Cook, and I fell in love with you, man. You had this joke. You're like angry fucking broad or something. You say, you know, guy, what's up with you? Nothing. What's going on with you? Fucking nothing. And you just had me on the fucking ground fucking rolling, dude. I've been a fan ever since. I just want two questions. What was it like being a roommate with Bill Burr?
Yeah.
Like, what was that like? And then, what was it like just hanging out with Patrice, like at the fucking cellar, and you guys are just shitting all over each other? That's all the questions I got, man. I appreciate you. I love you. Well, big shout out.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks for taking the call, man.
All right, buddy. Being a roommate with Bill Burr, I was fucking cool. I mean, Billy was, we used to play, I mean, we were just fucking, it was cool, man. It was, you know, it was like having an older brother around. He's where I saw somebody just who, you know, Patrice just had it. Didn't have a notebook, didn't write jokes down. Patrice was just that guy. Billy was the hardest working fucking dude I knew. You know what I mean? Billy was just on a computer, fucking writing, trying to figure it out, trying to evolve. You know, I watched him and I felt guilty. Mm-hmm. When you're around Burr,
right.
You always felt guilty, you know. Patrice, you're just like, fuck, why didn't God touch me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's how I could sum it up for both of those guys. All right?
Wow, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate you, dog. Big ups.
All right, buddy. Take care, man. Thanks for calling in. What do we got? Who's next? Yeah, let's go. Hey, what's up? You're on the YKWD Live. What's happening?
Bobby, oh my God!
Fans are
I love all you guys. I can't believe I got through.
You're through. What's happening?
Quick, because I know you don't want to hear all this. Mark Norman, love your show. Talk more about the women that you're fucking. Don't be afraid to have them come after you or whatever the fuck.
No, they already have. I mean, thank you.
Scopo, you're fucking awesome. Don't let him talk too much.
I like this guy.
Well, he said don't let him talk too much. So I like him too, because he agrees with me.
Tell your stop calling in for a second.
No, don't tell him to stop calling in.
Yeah, because he's telling me you got to X out the people that are calling in.
So yeah, do your fucking job. I mean, it's just a little.
It's five people.
So what? That's good.
Gary Studer's called 12 times already.
So let him. We're gonna get to him. Just fucking relax. Just let him pop up and sit there.
Okay.
What's wrong with you? Stop stressing.
It's more work for me.
Yeah, but you put more work into your fucking hairdo every day than you're doing right now.
Nice
beautiful.
Hair.
Lauren, can you please take over for this fucking jizz bucket? Sorry. Sorry. Any more questions?
Just big shout out from Chicago. Love you all.
Buddy, thank you for...
She needs to work on her sexy voice.
Who does? Did you hang up on him?
No.
No, he's there.
Oh, you there?
Nope. Hello? Kelly needs to work on her sexy voice.
Kelly,
Kelly. Oh yeah, I have no sexy voice.
No, you know what? You could be sexier.
I know.
But you
I'm not in the mood.
Are you on your period?
I'm about to be.
Put your vagina on the mic.
What's wrong with your voice? It's fine.
Hear the ocean.
Oh, stop.
Would you like to use mine for a second?
Oh, that's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, I want to see who has the sexiest voice in here. I think I know who has it, and I don't think you'd think I know it would be my choice.
Uh-huh.
But can we just I heard yours.
I don't know
let
if
me
I
hear
can
yours.
Do this.
I think I know who has it.
I know who has it.
I know who has it too.
Hang on, go ahead.
What am I saying?
I want to hear your sexy voice.
Hey baby.
Oh.
That's all right.
Ooh.
What do you got?
Hello.
That's actually pretty good.
Hi.
I'm too embarrassed.
Just try.
I just don't even know what I'm
doing. Just try sexy. Just try sexy.
Wait, can I just do it randomly
later?
Go.
No, just try. I knew you weren't going to be. I knew you were going to not be the person. I don't have it. Can I do it randomly later?
Can I do it randomly later?
I just. If I have a couple Lime Rickies in me, I'll fucking do it later. All right, dude. I'll talk to you later, man. Take care.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. All right, what else we got? Is that it?
X'd out on all of them.
Okay, cool. All right, we got the lines are open right now. Scopo is answering. Who's the guy who's calling all the time?
Gary Stewart.
Gary Stewart. That sounds like a fake name, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He's going to be trouble. I can already tell. All right, here we go.
Oh, here he is.
Is this Gary Stewart?
Yep.
All right, let's listen to Gary Stewart. Hey, what's up, Gary? How you doing?
Bobby, what's going on, man?
Oh, geez, you sound real good.
Oh, look at this guy.
Oh, he's on. You're on live. You're on live. What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing excellent, man. Doing good.
There you are, right on the show, kid.
Thanks for taking time off at Spencer's Gifts. All right.
Hey, where are you, man?
I'm in West Virginia.
Oh, no shit. All right, man. That's
from the Northern Panhandle, yeah.
No, no shit, man.
Like 40 minutes outside of Pittsburgh.
Okay, brother. And how long have you been listening to the show?
Right around when Legion of Skanks broke off and became an actual podcast.
Yeah.
I've been listening for a while.
Oh, cool, man. I just did Legion of Skanks last week for the first time. Really fucking fun show.
Excellent, man. Loved you on there.
Yeah, the only thing that bothered me is they had a guy. They were like, hey, we want chicks to call in and masturbate. Or if not, a guy, I guess. And a guy called in and jerked off on cam.
Wow.
And he literally jizzed. Like, we were all talking as he's jerking off, and then jizz shot out of his dick. And I just can't get it out of my head. Like, I can't unsee it. Like, if I knew... I didn't think about it at the time, like how it would affect me, but I can't. Like, I've been playing with my kid and just see this guy's cock, and I'm like, ugh.
But you've seen porn where guys.
Yeah, but I no, not a guy. Not
this is a little too real.
Man, it's live.
It was live.
I guess it's live. Yeah, you're in the room.
Yeah, dude, that's like seeing a beheading.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've seen
floppy.
I've seen people get beheaded in a movie, and it doesn't affect me. But if you watch a live one,
right,
it's like, wow, that was a real life. This was real jizz coming out of a real dude's cock. So it was a little fucked. And then his head, he forgot that he was on camera, and he went down to get the towel, and his face got in the shot.
Now I'm out.
Fucking dummy. Right,
Lisa's turned
was
on.
Was he cute?
All right, buddy. You got any questions for us, brother? Was he cute?
No. I have no questions. All right. I just want to let you and Norman and everyone else know, Lewis, Big J, the Pittsburgh Improv, man, I am always calling every week and requesting you guys.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Guys in Pittsburgh, so
I have no idea why they don't fucking use me.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, it'd be nice. But all right, brother. Take care, man. I'll see you later.
Yeah, you guys too. Later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, right, Gary.
Cool. Well, you know what? All right. Let's. Is that it?
He's still there.
He's gone.
He's gone. We're waiting for fucking fat figures.
That's what he was going to do. That's why. Waiting for him. Here we go. We got another one.
Another one.
All right. One more and we're out. What's up? What's up? Answer it. Hey, who is it?
Keith.
Oh, that one. Is it Keith?
No.
We got to call Keith.
We got to call Keith real quick. What do you got? Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Rudy? Shouting out from Houston, Texas, and the show.
Yeah,
love
man.
You, Bobby.
What's up, buddy? You're on live right now.
Yeah, just want to shout out, man, saying keep up the good work. Love the show, man.
All right, brother. Thank you so much. You're the best. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for spreading the word and calling in, okay, man?
Love you, Bobby.
I love you. I love you, too. I love... Fuck it. I'll say it. I got no problem. Laugh at me. I
love
you, man.
I love you, too.
Marina loves you. We all love you. All right, let's
go.
All right, we'll take one more. All right, take
this
care, brother.
Keeps calling it.
I got to take him.
Hello?
Yes. Hey, what's up, buddy? Real quick. Hey, dude, let me ask you a question. What's your name?
Danny.
Danny, forget those silly resolutions that you'll ditch in a month, all right? Instead, set yourself up for a great year by investing in yourself, Danny. How? Well, I'm going to tell you. It starts with a good night's sleep. Do what I did. Get a Casper mattress, which I did. They send it to you. King size mattress under $1,000 in the mail.
What?
Crazy.
Vacuum sealed. Oh. Take it in your room. Take your old mattress off. They give you a special little razor cutter. Pop it. It pops open on your bed. Okay.
Unbelievable.
Damn.
Time named it one of the best inventions of 2015. It's engineered for the supportive comfort you need, my friend. And so are Casper's new pillows and sheets. Oh, I got to get some of those. The dual layer pillow contains nearly a billion, that's with a B, microfibers that adapt to your movement, keeping your support, and it keeps you cool through the night, brother. Don't you like being cool through the night?
Absolutely.
You're damn right you do, okay? No matter how many hours you get, you're guaranteed to get a great night's sleep, okay?
Is this,
Hang on one second. I'm not done. I got more stuff to tell you. You can try the Casper mattress. Get this. And the sheets and the pillow in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. That means you get it, buy it. 100 nights, you don't like it. Guess what? You can send it back. They'll even pick it up. They refund you everything. Put Casper mattress to the test for 100 nights. All right, with a free shipping and return. Go to Casper. Or Casper, if you're from Boston, Casper.com, and use code DUDE, D-U-D-E, for $50 towards your purchase of the mattress. That's Casper.com, code DUDE, for $50 towards your purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, okay? Terms and conditions may apply. How do you think about that, Danny? What do you got?
I recently heard, I think it was on Mark's podcast.
Hang on one second. We can't hear the callers. Why can't we hear the callers?
I can hear the callers.
I can hear them.
No, we can't.
You could turn up 15 and 16 a little bit more.
You can't hear the callers.
It was turned down.
Okay, go ahead, Danny. That's going to suck.
I heard Mark say that when he was a kid, he didn't understand why if a woman sat in like a puddle, why she wouldn't fill up with water. And if a chick had like a tampon in, she couldn't pee. And I was just wondering what the women on the show, if they had any weird beliefs about guys when they were like younger.
Oh, that's not bad.
Great question.
That's a great question.
I have one about everyone though.
Go ahead. What is it?
Like, I thought fat people couldn't poop. I thought they were just full of poo.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're the leader of the group.
Of the fat group.
I'll just look over here. Hey, guys.
What do you mean? They're full of poop?
I didn't know that it was just they were fat. I thought they just couldn't shit, and it was all blocked in there.
Oh.
It was just they were just sad. They looked sad, and I was like, I thought it was because they couldn't shit.
But you get it now.
Yeah, I just figured it out last week.
Hey, you never know. I don't know.
Ridiculous.
I used to pants boys a lot when I was little.
Really?
I used to get in trouble all the time.
Used to do what?
Pants boys.
Trying to get that dick. Mm.
I just didn't know what they had.
What
right?
do you mean?
I didn't know what that was down there. So like I had a girl hump me, and I was like, I think there's supposed to be something more, but I didn't know what. I didn't know if the penetration. I didn't know if that was happening. I didn't understand the penis. That was probably about it. But that was very young. There was a point when I did know.
Yeah. Can I ask, is a boner, that's got to be a huge compliment, right?
When you see it?
Yeah, like if a guy's a boner from you, that's got to feel pretty good.
At what?
Where? Depends.
You're sleeping with a guy for the first time and he gets a rock hard boner. That's just a huge homage to your hotness.
I just thought it always does that.
No, believe me.
Do you think that way when we get wet?
Like, yes, of course. I mean, just the fact you've decided to fuck me is more than that's
well,
enough.
Well, thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
All right, buddy. Does that answer your questions? Is that, huh?
Yeah, sure. I also think it's funny that out of any comic that didn't need the advantage of being with all women on all women cast, at least I think you guys picked Mark. I mean, that's great.
I don't get laid that much. Jesus Christ. Who am I, Fonzie?
You don't get laid that much? You get laid a lot.
I'm doing all right.
You get laid a lot too. Come on.
It's easy if you're a comedian and you'll fuck things.
What do you mean?
If you're a guy.
If you're a guy, comedian, it's so easy.
I see you with like four different girls a week.
Yes, it's wow. going well. I'm just taking
And that's
advantage.
Just in New York City.
Why are you watching him so... That's creepy.
Just at the cellar.
Yeah,
he comes in with different... Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like I didn't get laid in high school. I'm doing it now. Fuck it.
Yeah,
there you
if
go.
I can do it every night, I'll do it every night.
Yeah, I got laid a lot when I was first out of comedy because I got sober when I was 15 and I forgot how to meet chicks.
Right.
I remember when I was 16, 17, 18... I started learning how to meet girls again because I was talking like, I remember walking up to a girl that liked me in high school, I think in ninth grade, and I got out of rehab and I was talking about God. I was like, hey, you know, your higher power, whoever, you know, whoever you believe in, I mean, a power greater than yourself, you know? And she was like, huh? Because I was just rehabbing, you know what I mean? I was just trying to,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, I pray. She's like, oh, good, good. I remember walking away, and I was like, fuck. But then I met this really cool dude in AA, Mark Cisa.
Mm-hmm.
He was this long-haired, fucking, just thin, piano playing fucking music dude from Berkeley.
Sounds like a fag.
I was at an AA meeting, at a young people's meeting, and it was all these smoking hot chicks.
Oh yeah.
You know, and these young kids. And I remember this guy said, go to a meeting where it was too far away to walk home, and then you'll have to ask for a ride home. So that's what I did, just to make friends.
Good.
So I asked the first guy, and this guy said no. And I was like, I hated the guy for 3 years. You're not supposed to hate an AA. I was just, I fuck you. He went, no, I can't do it. I'm like, fuck you, you fuck. I just fucking, every 3 years after that, I'd see him talking at meetings, about, I mean, you fucking phony. You denied me. And then all of a sudden, this fucking rock and roll guy bopped in at the end of the meeting, went over to the piano, and these two blondes went and were around him. And I was like, hey, dude, can you give me a ride? And he was like, yeah, who gives a fuck? Let's go. But I got to go with these chicks to IHOP first. And we, and we went to IHOP until like 2 in the morning. And I just sat there watching him talking about, he was making up words. He was like, fucking, how's your rizzles? You know, and fucking grabbing a nipple and fucking.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy's God.
Grabbing a nipple in IHOP?
Dude, he did a weird shit. He was just so fucking funny and charismatic, and these chicks didn't give a fuck. Plus, they were still shaking from rehab.
But it's hard hitting on girls. It's not easy, ladies.
Like, oh, you know what? I think it has to be, because I feel like now, like since I'm like kind of out there, I've been sort of doing the guy thing, kind of trying to do it with guy. It's very difficult.
Yeah, but you don't even have to hit on them that much. They see you on stage. Don't they just like that?
That's why I'm doing it. I can't get laid without stand-up.
We know.
Yeah. So they come up to you after the show?
Yeah, yeah. Or like, you know, like Tinder, you put a photo of you doing stand-up, and it's just a huge leg up.
Oh, my God. I told my wife that the other night. I go, you know, we literally will never experience dating on social media.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We missed that whole thing because we got married. Yeah, go ahead. We got married, and now, you know, now like I'll never experience Tinder.
Yeah,
I'll never get to put my dumb fat face up and swipe through and see who's gonna get me.
You can for a fun weekend.
I can't. My wife will fucking.
Can't you do it together? Just go on it together.
That's good. Then I gotta see. That's funny. I know that she wants to fuck other dudes. Right. Hey, what's up? You're on the live YKWD. What's happening?
The Birdman.
What's up, Birdman? How you doing? Am I supposed to call you that?
Listen, I'm a big fan of yours, bro. I love you on an opening, bro. Listen, I want to go fly fishing with you in the worst way. I sent you an email the other day.
Okay.
I have a house up in Roscoe. I want to go fly fishing with you on opening in the worst way. I got a beautiful big house. I want to take you fly fishing.
He's going to turn you into a manatee.
Good. I already did that myself. You're talking fly fishing?
I'm no delivering. I will promise you that.
All right. You know, fly fishing isn't code for fucking, right?
No, it's not. No, I promise you that.
Yeah,
no,
dude.
Fucking homo.
All right, dude. Yeah, I'll look you up because I'm coming back. I'm going to be going up there at the end of April to do some fly fishing. So I will. I saw your text or your tweet.
I love fly fishing. I take my son. My brothers come. We have a good time. I got a beautiful big 3,000 square foot log cabin.
Oh, shit.
So I got to fuck. Opie knows who I am. You can ask Opie knows who I am.
Cool. What are you, Spanish? Are you Spanish?
I'm a fucking Italian fucking dumb.
Hey.
I just. Can I bring Lauren? She wants to fucking bang some old Italian with a log cabin. Because that will fit her vagina.
Just Tony Soprano.
She's cute. I like her.
Yeah, no shit.
Thanks, Bill.
Kelly, too.
She can also sit on a fire hydrant.
It's still making noise.
She can undo it.
It's like a top.
All right, buddy. Well, I will. Do me a favor. Email me at ykwd@riotcast.com, and I'll get your info, and we'll stay in touch that way.
You got it, brother. Bye. I love you, brother. You're the greatest, brother.
Thank you, brother. I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, man.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Someone in chat just said, you know what, Deliverance?
I know, I'm going to get fucked. You know, I know we're talking about all this crazy shit right now. But I before we... who's that?
Oh, man.
Don't know who answered.
Yeah, go ahead. One more and we're out. You said, just kick me?
Sorry.
Oh, I thought you were saying, don't answer the phone.
Well, is it really bad if I pee during this call?
No, go ahead, Bubba. Go ahead. Yeah,
absolutely, it is.
You want us to, can you bring the mic with you, though, so we can hear how loud it is? Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Bobby? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. We're just we're having a great show over here. Pretty interesting. Have you been listening, or are you just calling in?
I'm actually calling from 1998, so I don't have the technology yet. No.
So you know Marina.
Oh! Yes, I saw her in, was it Trainwreck? She was hysterical.
Oh, thank you. I just have facial expressions.
What do you think about Keith Robinson in Trainwreck?
Oh, terrible.
Oh, I like this guy.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, the movie was great, you know. I love all of you guys. It's great, you know. I wish I had been listening now. I have nothing to say.
That's all right, dude. We're on YouTube right now, man. Go to our YouTube channel. You can watch us live right now.
All right, hold on.
Well, you don't have to.
Fuck, man, I gotta get out the damn laptop and shit.
Nah, dude, don't do that. Go check it out.
No. To be honest, I was on the Instagram and I saw you put up the photo with the number. I was like, you know what? Let me see if I can get a chance to talk to my heroes.
Ah, buddy. Well, good, man. You have any questions?
Yeah, I mean, how's it work with the whole comedy thing, to be honest? Like, best thing to do for someone who's wanting to get into it, just get out there? Or,
yeah, I'll let Carmen, you handle this one.
Just try it.
I live in Florida. I don't know if I have to go to New York or...
There's a lot of comedy in Florida.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of clubs.
What's going on, Chris? Is that the same guy over and over?
It's like four guys keep calling over and over
all right,
and over
all right,
again.
All right. We're gonna.
Guys, I don't want to blow up the hotline. I want to give other people a chance. You know?
All right, buddy. Well, listen. This is what you do. I want you to go do stand-up comedy, and then in two years, come back to us. And then, if you're any good, Mark's going to take you on the road with him. That's a promise.
All right. My name is Josh, by the way. Josh Marriott.
Hey. Hi, Josh.
All right, Josh. Thanks for calling in, brother. I'll talk to you later.
Hey. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.
Let's call Keith.
Want to answer this guy? He keeps Brian McChristie.
All right, go ahead.
He was in chat.
You have to pee again?
No.
He has video.
Oh,
he
got video. Yay!
This guy,
he's a boxer.
Nice.
Yeah, he looks good.
I'm not a boxer.
You look like a fucking MMA guy.
Yeah, it's like his dorm room.
Looks like he could handle a bar.
Where the fuck are you, Ramadi?
No, I'm actually in Quincy, Illinois, man. I'm at my gym, Snap Fitness, right now.
That's right.
Oh, no shit, Snap Fitness.
Yep. Hey, hold on, man. I got to pause this real quick because I can hear you guys on the delay. All right, there we go.
Out of the way. Can you move them out of the way so they're up in the corner so we don't have them in his face?
No, we're not to those things.
Yeah, just move that up into the
corner.
Click and drag it, and then it will come up over there, Chris. I'm teaching you.
Hey, okay.
Oh, fuck. See how he gets mad at his dumbness? I'm the fucking bad guy. What's up, buddy? You got any questions?
Dude, I'm super stoked. The last time I called in, you guys answered the phone. You weren't supposed to answer the phone. It completely caught me off guard. I was the last caller on the last show.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to call in. I had to get a little redemption to come, you know, to call in. Because last time I didn't have anything to say because I didn't expect you guys to answer the fucking phone. So I was just totally on a whim, man. So I had to call back and get a little bit of redemption. How's everybody doing?
We're doing good, man. We're just hanging out. This has been a really fun show today, actually.
I tell you what. Yeah. Do not go fly fishing with the last guy that called because he's going to kill you.
No.
I promise you that.
No, I don't. You think so? He has a log cabin. They don't kill people in log cabins, right? It's like a shack or a...
They kidnap them.
What's that?
They kidnap them. Watch The Room.
The Room? What's The Room?
You'll see. Watch it.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What's up?
The guys who work out, are they in the gym? Are they the horniest guys?
Man, I tell you what, these guys, they take a lot of testosterone boosters, and it's ridiculous. I mean, right now, when it's cold outside, everybody's going to come into the gym. This is what they consider your bulking season. Everybody's going to be trying to put on muscle mass. So everybody's on, you know, I'm not saying they're on steroids, but the testosterone boosters and things like that. So it's just, it's a madhouse in here.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty calm out there right now. That's why I was able to sneak into my office and call in. I was glad that I did because I heard you guys saying that that was going to be the last one. So I was that asshole that kept calling over and over again. So I was like, I'm going to get through to these guys if it kills me.
Hey, let's see your abs.
What's that?
Yeah.
The girls want to see. Come on, man. Show the girls.
Magic Don't Mike. Leave
that. Yeah. Yeah, come on, show the girls.
I can't.
Come
I
on, show the girls.
Show
those abs. Show those abs. Show those.
He's not wearing pants.
Show it on.
You know,
just make
come on,
muscle.
Do it. Look, he moved the camera to do it, though. You
yeah,
see
yeah,
that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Come on.
Do it for the girls. Do it for the girls.
I wanted to have the camera on this time because the last time, like I said, I had like 4 panic attacks while I was on the
stop
phone.
Stop procrastinating.
At least yeah, this time, I want you to be able to see that, like, you know, I'm sweating. I'm
He's got a swastika tattoo
on his stomach. We want to see the ab sweat. Abs or ass. Pick
right.
One.
The girls want to see your ass or your abs. Come on, let's go.
Yes.
For the new
You're the
year.
One. Pick one
let's
for them.
Let's see the V. The V going down.
I got windows
yes.
On.
Dude, stand up and fucking.
Show us your V.
Stand up and just fucking flex.
You're the gym. It's
stand
fine.
Up.
Oh,
yeah.
You got windows. Just act like you're scratching.
Come on. Yeah.
Fuck you. He's kind of, he's in
Wait,
shape.
He's fucking jacked. Yeah. Show us your V.
Just
Show
act like v. You're scratching your shirt or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, act like you get something on the top of your dick.
No, see, you got that little thing.
Yeah.
That,
yes, the grab v. Something from his ceiling. Just stand
I
up.
I call that my Adam Levine. That's what I call
it. I call that my V dick ab.
That's if what, you're not getting naked, we're
you
out of here.
You guys were talking about the whole tampon thing earlier. Yeah, I got a funny story about the tampon.
Oh, no. A story.
This guy's good. He goes different directions.
I like this guy. Go ahead.
So, he's jacked
so
up
I'm
on
going
Red
to
Bull.
St. Louis with my girlfriend and my girlfriend, my sister, her boyfriend, and my girlfriend's son. Who's
yeah.
You know, little kid at right. The time. He's like 2 years old.
Right.
So my girlfriend's boyfriend, he passes out in the back seat on the way to the zoo. Right. So he's passed out in the back seat like this. Got his mouth hanging wide open. So my sister, she takes one.
This is the you literally had every chick in here on the edge
Show
of their seat, wanting to see your
Go
stomach.
Go back to the V. Come on.
Until yeah. You mention your girlfriend and her son.
I need it,
but it's all right. It's cute. It's cute. What can you tell right. It with your abs out?
Well, listen, if your abs are out, yeah.
Let your dick hole tell the story.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Wow.
A horny over here.
All right, guys. There's douchey guys in the chat that are like, oh, look at that fuck.
He's oh, fuck him. Guy. Don't listen to them. Go ahead. Keep talking. This is brilliant.
But they take the, my sister, Jeez. She takes the tampon. He's sitting there with his mouth wide open, and she shoots it into his mouth. And, of course, as soon as it hits his mouth, he's fucking drooling all over his face as it is.
Yeah.
As soon as it hits his mouth, the thing, you know, poof, it yeah. Goes up in his mouth. So he wakes up, and he's like, what the fuck? So he pulls it out, and he hands it to the little boy, right, 2 years old. He yeah. Thinks it's a mouse, and all of a sudden, like, it's Mickey Mouse, and he carried it around with him at the zoo the entire day, showing everybody Mickey Mouse, which was just this expanded tampon that he carried around all day long. It was the most embarrassing thing in the world.
All right.
If I didn't have a big-ass cup of Mai Tai to hold me over, I probably would
have taken it. I'm going
to
try to hand this to you through. This is the bomb bandana. I want to give it through the camera. Don't we have a...
Do you guys have video that I can see you? Because it just shows a
yeah.
Little
image. We're actually you're actually the first one to get the chat bomb bandana. Yeah,
hey, man,
go to YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. What's the YouTube channel?
YouTube.com/YKWD podcast.
Yeah, go there right there, man. Hey, listen, brother. I want to thank you for calling. We got to wrap it up. We're going to turn the Skype off right now. We're going to wrap
hey,
up with everybody.
Fine. I'm definitely going to be calling back. You guys will definitely be hearing from me.
Not
and
unless
Warren,
you show the app.
No, yeah.
Come on, hang on one second. Go back to him real quick. Real quick. We got one more. Just stand up and just pull your shirt up for the girls one time. Come on, one time. Just one time. Just stand up for the girls. Come on, your
just
mouth is all
it.
Dry. The girls, you got fucking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 girls in here dying to see you.
Five vaginas.
The next time you guys do this, I'll call.
We will not answer you. I know your name.
You got You got five girls and a bisexual comic that are dying to see your abs.
Who's transitioning?
Come on.
Just, hey,
if I wasn't in my office with all these,
there's cameras in this office.
All right, just stand. All right, do me a favor. Just stand up and walk towards the back wall so they can see your bum. That's it. Just
walk
all you gotta do. Listen to me. Listen to me. Go back to that. Listen to me. Just stand up right now. Just stand. Don't say anything. Stand up.
Come on. Stand up.
Just stand up. Just stand up.
There's people right out there. All right, just stand up.
I don't want you to take your shirt off. I just want you to stand up. Stand up.
Yes.
All right, now walk. Just walk towards the back wall.
Hold up.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Yeah, girls, go back.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
What's he doing?
I don't care.
Pull his pants down.
Woo.
Where the fuck is he?
There it is. There it is.
Yeah!
All right. Finally!
And you're fired!
Your boss is here. That was a test.
Hey, the next time I call in, I'm going to call in from my house. I'll show you more. And you were talking right.
Wait a minute.
Jeez,
no, they're not.
Calm down! I think we're fine.
All right. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
All right, buddy. I'll see you later, man. Say bye, girls.
Bye. Happy New Year.
That was like the Witches of Eastwood. Bye.
The minute I saw that V, I was over it.
All right.
Yeah.
I've seen very wide V.
This is what makes me sick about you girls. Okay.
You guys are the same.
We begging him and we get him to do it.
The payoff wasn't as good. He shouldn't have made us beg for it for so long. If you're gonna make us beg for it, make it impressive.
First guy at gym though, he wasn't that shredded.
No. That's why he was saying no, because he knew it wasn't good enough for you girls.
Right.
But you pushed him in. You raped him. You just raped him.
But if he just got up and did a dance,
my abs look better than that.
No, they don't.
Yes, they
Let
do.
Me see.
I got great abs.
Let me see.
No, because I have to shave it first. I'm joking.
I almost threw up in my stomach.
Your
pubes go up to your belly button?
Jesus, no. God damn.
All right, listen.
I thought you liked anything, Mark, you dirty boy.
Well,
what happened?
You turned me off.
That's your limit? We found Mark's limit.
Maxi pads and pubes.
The happy trail.
Got a little afro.
Oh, boy.
That's where I'm biracial, actually.
All right, do you think we should call Keith before we leave or no?
Yeah, why not?
Call Keith while we set this up. All right, guys, this has been a great show. We're going to wrap it up real quick, but we're going to call Keith Robinson to end it off. He's probably not going to answer because he's old and he sees a number that is, God's a bill collector, goddammit. I mean, that's my Visa. That's my Dynasty Club card. where are you at? What do you got going on? You got your new album.
Yeah.
Where's
Glitter Cheese?
Glitter Cheese.
What does that mean, guys?
Ooh. It's just like two things I like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Glitter and cheese?
Yeah.
I fucking love that. I love glitter too. Is he good?
I'm going to call him right now.
I'm trying to think if I'm going to be anywhere, but probably not till March.
I'm calling him right now.
Yeah, no until March. Okay,
just in New York, bopping around.
Okay, cool. So they'll see you on Twitter, Comedy Cellar, The Stand.
Yeah.
Where else?
Cake Shop, The Cellar. Wait, yeah, that's it.
The Cake Shop. I want to perform there.
You would hate it. It's a punk rock basement.
Really?
No one's there.
Keith, what's up?
Keith,
it's Robert Kelly live on the YKWD podcast with everybody.
Oh God! Hey, boss, do you give a shit?
You know what? Can this guy leave that podcast for one day of his fucking life? God damn it. He just sits behind his desk like fucking Buddha, bossing people around. Enough with your dumb fucking podcast.
Stop shrieking.
Fuck your podcast, idiot.
You guys
don't know about vocal quality, apparently, because it's like we really can't understand you.
Yeah, you two fucking.
Is that the boy? Who is that?
That's Marina.
Who's that girl?
That's
the girl?
Marina Franklin.
No. Oh.
That is Robin. That's Robert Kelly's Robin.
I don't mind that.
That's a Monday night guest. Hey, Rob.
Carmen Lynch is here, too.
Hi, Keith.
Oh.
Nice.
Who?
Forget it. I'm not even doing this with you.
Damn, he couldn't even get Bonnie.
What's that?
Who's the other guest? Who's the other guest, Bonnie?
They're going to hate me the most.
Why are they going to hate you?
I think I'm annoying.
They think you're annoying?
For sure.
Why?
Just the vibes.
Yeah, for sure, it just pissed me off. For sure.
I'm not going to tell you who's here because I don't want you to make fun of him. How's that sound?
No. Who was the other person? It sounded like another young lady.
Hi. Guess.
What?
Who is it?
It's Esty.
They all sound like they... Hey, Keith, I think they're doing one of those theme shows, like Ladies in Comedy. ladies barely in comedy.
You know, this is what it's like when you call a nursing home.
By the way, maybe this is going to be the tour called Cellar Dick. You know, the girls that work at the cellar.
Yeah, we got it. We got it, dum-dum. Don't laugh at your own jokes, stupid.
No, I'm trying to take up for him, Bob. Don't you dare try to take up for him.
You know,
either you join us or you go down, fat boy. You go down to the hyphen.
It's funny, fat calling another guy fat.
Take your joint.
Marina said it's funny when a fat calls another guy fat.
Why would you repeat that joke? Why?
I thought it was funny, fatty. I caught Keith sucking his gut in the other day. So he was standing up and he looked real thin, and then I looked over and he started reading and he let go of his gut and he got fatter. And then I went, yo, yo, yo. I go, your gut, and he sucked it back in.
First of all, Bobby, you don't attack my friend Keith, okay?
Let me tell you
something. Keith is a legend, and you know what? He can let himself go. It doesn't matter because he's already accomplished what he's supposed to accomplish in this business, and that's having the most famous best friend you could possibly have in the business.
Yeah, he's done that.
I know it was coming.
But he's done that. Okay. He won that 3 times in a row with 3 different people.
Shut up, Bob. You've been let go by 3 different people.
I really have. Me and you really are the fucking coattail jumpers, aren't we?
This is like fucking... This is like, Bob was too heavy to hold on to the coattail. I'm not going to attack Bobby's weight either because that's too easy. I'm going to attack... I'm going to find other things to attack Bobby on. Not right now, because Bobby, Bobby's working hard and he's doing his best also to please MC. But what I'm saying is, this is almost like Broadway Danny Rose of podcasts.
Oh, God,
with these guests. I'm sorry.
You're just being wordy, dude. You just won't stop. You won't.
And you sound like you have a retainer.
Ooh.
I was going to say dentures.
Look at that, Marina. Dentures. Look at that.
It wasn't Marina. Marina. It wasn't Marina who said it, but I'm gonna upgrade it to dentures. Can you put your teeth in when you talk, please? Hmm?
All right. It's Carmen Lynch.
And Lisa Traeger.
Lisa Traeger.
Boy.
Mark Maron. Mark Maron.
Oh, and Mark.
Mark Maron.
Norman.
Mark Maron.
Not Mark Maron.
You're right, I couldn't get him. Louis C.K. is here, Mark Maron, and President Obama.
This is a who's who of nobodies. Hey, Bobby, you know what I got to ask you for real? Next week we're doing our 200th episode, and we want to do it maybe up in your studio. And maybe you can get us some big guests like you got tonight. Can you help us with this?
Yeah. Well, are you really doing your 200th next week?
Yeah, next week. Can we do it in the studio? We want to get like Keith and Colin.
Yeah.
And maybe Norton. You know. We'll have backup people like.
Absolutely.
No, for real. Next week is our 200th episode.
All right. Cool. Where are you this weekend? All right, we're gonna get the fuck out of here. You guys, thanks for coming on. That was fun. That was really good, man.
It was fun.
Thanks for having us.
Did we get to say what we're gonna be performing?
We're gonna do that right now. You want to go first? Out of order?
I will be patient.
All right. Well, apparently.
And wait my turn.
Well, all right. What you got?
I just don't know anything without looking at it.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
Well, where can we go?
I'll be at Riot Fest in LA at the end of January.
Riot Fest.
What is
that?
That's a fun fest.
It'll be in like a bunch of bars in downtown LA.
Yeah, that's cool. That sounds fun. Is it a fun fest?
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Cool. Riot Fest LA.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And on Twitter, what's the Twitter?
Glitter Cheese.
Glitter Cheese. Love it.
That's, thanks for having me.
You got it. Thanks for coming on. It was fun. Carmen, what do you got?
I'm at the Atlanta Comedy Theater this weekend.
That's a comedy theater?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Wow. Okay.
And all my shows are on Twitter, at Lynch Carmen.
Okay, great. Sounds good. Thanks for coming on, bub. That
Thank
was fun.
You.
That was good. I'm glad you came on. What's up?
Hey. Check me out at Helium Comedy Club in Philly in 2 weeks, and then Laughing Skull in Atlanta, and Wise Guys in Salt Lake. First time there. Never been.
Great club.
Really?
Fucking great club.
That's what I hear.
It's a new one. Downtown, I believe.
I think that's what I'm at.
And the guy's great who owns it.
All right.
Really nice guy. So, never met him, but I've dealt with him a little bit. Really good guy.
All right.
Really good people in Utah. Good comedy scene.
Check out my podcast.
All right, what do you got? Check out Mondays with Lesbians. What's
there
it called?
There it is.
Tuesdays with Stories.
Yeah.
With my fucking, the lover of my life, Joe List.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the funniest podcasts out there.
We're taking off, so get on board, folks.
Yeah, get on board. What do you got?
Well, let's see. No.
Hurry up. They start to pan off right now.
Portsmouth.
This is when they turn it off and go into work.
Okay, so
speed
go to marinafranklin.com, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I'll be performing with
Hang
a
on,
bunch
stop,
of white people.
Because I'm from Boston and near New Hampshire. It's Portsmouth.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
Portsmouth?
No, it's not phonetically. Portsmouth. Please go to Portsmouth. I fucking never hated somebody more than Marina Franklin. Go to Portsmouth.
Go to Portsmouth.
Fucking lazy. It's Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
People said Bonnie McFarlane tweeted it out, and someone was like, they're not going to like me there. Is that true?
No, they're going to love you there.
In Portsmouth?
Why wouldn't they like you? That's bullshit.
Anyway,
don't believe
some
hype.
Guy. Okay, so that one, and then Zany's in
just
February.
Don't do all that black stuff.
What black stuff?
I'm kidding.
In February, I will be in Chicago at Zany's.
Love it.
It's February 2nd through the 6th.
Right downtown.
Yes,
all right, cool.
My home.
What's up?
Next Saturday, I'll be at Gotham, opening for Andrew Schultz.
Ooh.
Woo, quit bragging.
Yeah. And then your dates. Right here. If you're listening live, 8th and 9th, you'll be at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights.
One of my favorite clubs.
Nice. I love that room.
Love it.
Next weekend, January 14th, 15th, 16th, you'll be at Comics Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
21st, 22nd, 23rd, Off the Hook Comedy in Naples, Florida.
Ooh, love that.
And then the last weekend in January, 29th, 30th, and 31st, McCurdy's Comedy Club in Sarasota.
Nice.
That's really busy. Good for
you.
No, it's
me. It's me.
Oh.
I
totally thought it was you
got deep
too.
They can just follow me at R2Deepu across the board.
That's cute.
Oh,
you. You guys should fuck.
Yeah.
You guys would be a great couple.
Yeah.
People in chat are trying to get me and Marina to bang.
Ooh,
so.
Brown on brown.
We have talked about it before.
You've talked about fucking?
Yes. You didn't notice? You don't remember the last couple of podcasts?
Would you bang?
I think she's beautiful.
Whoa!
Let's make this happen.
Yeah. It's vibrating.
We can live stream it. We have 5 cameras here. Why not?
We'll need a vibrator with Deepu.
How do you feel about an afro pick in the pubes?
Yeah.
When you're out on the road, do you miss your kid?
Do I miss my kid? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's just I miss him right now. It's a weird thing.
How old is he now? Don't
get me wrong. Is when I get to go. Two, I'm good. I'm glad that I get to go here today, and then I'll go home. I don't know if I had to be with people with kids all day long, like my wife. I give her a lot of credit. He's 2.5, and 2.5 twos. The terrible twos don't exist. Three, from 2.5 to 3 to 4, is what sucks. Because then they start manipulating and talking and running, and they know how to fuck with you then.
Yes.
You know, like he knows how to fuck with me right now. He can fuck with my wife just by going, I don't like mommy. And you're like, what?
Ooh.
You
motherfucker. They start thinking and
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't know. But he loves. No, but like, there's a book, I think, 3-year-olds are assholes, I think it is, that some woman
they
wrote.
Do stuff.
It's not two, it's three. And people think the terrible twos are bad. They're not, because they're going, bah, mom. That's not bad. When a kid goes, you know, I want that now. You're like, shut the fuck. But you can't.
Then you beat him.
No, you don't.
Okay.
So anyways, what else? What else we got on the closing? What do we have to do?
If you want to send fan stuff, send it to Attention YKWD Podcast.
Yep.
At the Comedy Cellar, 117 McDougal Street, New York, New York, 10012.
All the stuff behind me is from fans.
Oh, wow.
So we put the stuff. We got a bunch of room up here on the shelves. That painting, everything is from people who are fans of the show. And so please send it in. If you got it, we'll put it up. Just make sure it doesn't explode or kill people. And what else we got? Anything else?
Are we doing fans coming on the show?
Oh, we got two big announcements that you forgot to tell me to do.
I did.
Thank you for just taking the fucking hit. Finally.
You get abused.
I do, Marie.
He does not.
He's such a good kid.
Bubba, I get abused. He's supposed to do things. He doesn't do them. And then how is he the victim? I'm the victim.
That's okay.
I'm the victim.
I don't know.
Who's the victim?
I've been annoyed, and I don't care. You know what I mean?
Right. So you're with me.
Yeah.
I fucking love you.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, good. What do you mean, unfortunately?
I don't know.
He's the enemy.
I know.
All right, shut the fuck up. So
it's okay.
Thank you.
I got you.
You want to take him? I'll fucking.
I think she wants to fuck him and not the other guy.
I'll fuck both of them.
Oh, someone does not.
Oh, God.
Someone's got something to say.
Look at
I love you, buddy.
It's the guy from the gym.
Is it? Did he get fired? Hello?
Donald.
I think we already talked to him.
Donald's got a boner.
Hi. Hey.
Oh, from last week.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing? We're about to wrap up right now.
British?
Do you want... Yeah, he's... Yes.
What's up? I just wanted to say something. I wanted to say that Scopo is a fool.
Oh!
Because he's messed us up.
Hey, you know what, William?
Hey, you don't get to do that. You don't get to fucking hang up.
He called me a fool.
Dude, you don't hang up on fucking people.
Are we going to call him back?
No, you don't call him back. You don't get to hang up on people.
That was an expensive call.
You take the hit. What if he called me a fool? You'd sit there and
hang up on him too.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm a fool.
Don't hang up on anybody. You take the hit. He called you a fool, not a cunt.
He almost hung up on me when I wished him a Happy New Year.
No, I didn't. You thought I was hanging. I was in the elevator.
It's a Happy New Year.
All right. William, I'm sorry for hanging up. That wasn't me. That was him being sensitive. And you're right. He is a fool.
Robert,
call back.
You get angry. It's so hot.
You like it?
Yeah.
I'm going to choke you?
Yes.
There's a lot of sex going
right now.
I think I'm going to fuck all three of you.
Yeah, that hair pulling was
and
fun.
And I'm sucking you.
But don't suck his in the morning.
No.
Don't touch me in the morning. All right, guys. It's been a great show. Go to RobertKellyLive.com and, of course, RiotCast.com. We have two big, huge announcements. I'll do them next week. We got a new show coming on the network, which I'm fucking flipping out about. I can't wait to announce the show. Everything's in the works. Everything's being finalized, and it's going to be a great new addition to the Riotcast Network. You know, we slowly add shows here. We handpick them. Sometimes we start them from scratch and create them. This is one of those shows, and I am excited, ecstatic, every adjective you can think of about this show. It's going to be awesome. Very controversial, very funny, and hilarious.
Is it
so,
friends like us?
Yeah. Well, no, you're over at fucking NBC or wherever the fuck you
CBS.
Are. Hey, you won't come over. I needed a fucking, I needed a nice show.
Wait for the contract.
Nice woman show, and you didn't fucking come over.
I'm waiting
for get it over with. Maybe we bring you over here.
Is it the Carmen and Lisa show?
I need another similar vagina.
You guys don't have
problems. They would be awesome together.
They would be awesome until they started hating each other. She's turning this way.
That would make it more entertaining.
I do want to have a podcast where everyone that I'm mad at comes on and we get to work through our problems.
That's a good idea.
It's
like
called What the Fuck.
Oh, is
Mark
that what
Maron.
It is?
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Oh.
Is that why I've never been on it? Because we don't have a problem?
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, good. Mark, you're a fucking
He has
douche
so many bag. Enemies.
I know. He's a piece of shit.
Oh.
I'm just trying to get on the show.
Yeah. We got that big announcement. What's the other big announcement? Did I have another
Yeah, but we can't say the other one either.
What's the other one?
I just can't wait to know them.
Okay, here's the other big announcement. For true fans of this show, you're going to have a way to prove it coming up very soon. So we got two big things. I'll announce them next week when we have more details, and I'll do it in the middle of the show. Remind me next week.
Yes, I will.
I'll remind you.
Thank you, fucking better Deepu. Scopo, sorry. Scopo. I fucking hate that your names are similar almost, but not really. I'm a fucking idiot. You guys are the best fans of the world. This has been another great episode of YKWD. I hope you like it, and if you did it, you're a fucking idiot.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.